United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Good morning to everyone. Sorry it took me so long to come up. Hey, Diva, how are you? I see you in the chat room. Having some problems in studio now because it's not ready for me, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if I wouldn't be on time because it's in the morning or what, but it's not working. But you know what? Today is Health and Wellness Day. Today is the day that I sit in here with Dr. Mason and Dr. Brandy, and Doris and John Bullock will be with me next week. So at the end of the 11 o'clock hour, you guys are just stuck with me and Annie, and I'm going to teach her all the things she does not know about being a good, productive citizen with her little, liberal, breathing heart, socialist, idealist. So, Diva, you need to stay around and give her some help because she's going to need some. Turn your mic up. There you are.
Oh, boy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I feel good. How about you?
I'm doing good.
It's so cold.
This is not cold. This is called warming.
Global warming.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, we were like 50 below or something on that water last week, so what do you want now?
I don't care what it is. I don't like it.
Yeah. What about you?
It's January. I mean, what do you expect? It's cold.
Oh, jeez, oh, man, you just don't like it. It's January. What do you want?
I'm going to move to Australia.
Is it always warm and down under?
Yep.
It may not be because global warming is going that way also. Because remember, it's not usually normally this cold. Hey, give me a favor. Turn up Dr. Mike Mason. I think he's on too.
Sure. See the second or third one down.
He is the second. He is the bottom row, second one in. His mic is down too low. So, Dr. Mason, what's going on? It's cold. And
it
you're
is
not
cold. No. Actually, I'm not cold yet. That's kind of weird.
What do you mean you're not cold yet?
I don't know. Give
you're
me
good,
give
right?
me time.
Thank you.
But yeah. I'm all for, if we want to take a trip to Australia or Florida or something, take a beach trip.
A beach trip? But I'm talking about, you don't think it's cold outside here?
Well, yeah, it's cold, but it's January. It's Ohio.
It's not supposed to be this cold.
That's not that bad out there now. Now, a few days ago, that was cold.
Did you wear a hat a couple days ago?
I was sporting my hat.
You have to ask certain people if they're sporting their hats because you have to know them. They don't sport hats unless it's really cold. When you see some people in a hat, it's like, oh, boy, we're in Antarctica now.
If it's cold, I don't care about not wearing a hat.
Okay.
Definitely wear it.
But you did go to the gym in the cold, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that somebody put something on Facebook that says, you know, thank God the gym is open. It's like the diehards.
Oh, geez.
All they wanted was the gym to be open.
Yeah.
Work could stop. People could stop going to the malls. Commerce could stop. Schools can blow up as long as the gym is open.
That's cute.
Did you go to the gym, too?
I went a couple days ago, but I'm not, like, crazy about it.
I would have. That's pretty good dedication.
That is.
That's, you know, that's a special breed of people.
If you really want to work out, you can work out anywhere.
That's not the point. It's the dedication of going in the cold.
Good point.
It's 2014, and I want to jump in and talk to Dr. Mason. Don't know how much we're going to get done today. As I said, we're having some technical problems, and those technical problems are creating a mind of its own, so we're going to let them do it and be where they are. The number is 347-945-5229, and I asked Dr. Mason what he wanted to talk about today, and he said he wanted to talk about stress. And it's 2014, and stress doesn't leave because the year changed. And I think we expect for it to do something different because the clock moves another year, and I don't think that it does.
No, it doesn't change, and especially overcoming after these holidays. I know a lot of people dealt with a lot of stress, good and bad.
What's good stress?
It's what they call eustress, right? So stress, and you got to have some stress in life. That empowers you to
get stuff done.
Yeah, get stuff done and to become a better person. But, you know, most people are dealing with the chronic stress. You know, so what I wanted to address today was stress and keeping your body what we call adrenally healthy. So your adrenal glands are what? Your adrenal glands are your primary stress glands. Now, these adrenal glands are...
Wait a minute. Before you go to adrenal glands,
okay.
Stress makes you get things done. That's what you said.
Right.
Explain that.
Well, there has to be some stress to be...
You have to have some pressure.
To propelling you, yeah, some pressures in life, yeah, to keep momentum, to keep you moving ahead in life. You know, everything just can't be sunshine and rainbows, right?
And that's what we want, but that's what we always get.
that's
but I'm
what
saying,
I'd
but
like
you
at.
Never hear about good stresses. I mean,
no.
And the reason why I stopped you there before you get to adrenal glands and that, and to the actual the body,
right?
And what causes certain things, but you don't hear about people having good stress and so how that it is actually works as a throttle to propel you to be successful.
Yeah.
You don't hear that. That's not a conversation
no.
that you hear a lot.
No, you don't. So there's always the balance between good stress that's, you know, going to help you propel and move forward, and then you're going to have the, you know, the stressful situations in life that you don't want to deal with, but they're always going to be there, and you just got to learn how to handle them.
So what's bad stress?
Stress that keeps you from doing things you would normally be able to do. Stress that gives you, like, too much anxiety that makes you unhappy.
Or it could be major stressors, loss of a loved one, loss of a job.
Yeah, but those things are inevitable.
But it's still a stress.
Yeah.
And it might
right.
be inevitable, but it's still a stress.
Right.
So those are not, but those aren't those stresses the same as good stresses too? Because the loss of a loved one can cause you to do better also.
Sure.
It's a weakening thing because it breaks you down some.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you had a good relationship with that person, it can also build you for better.
It depends how you handle it. I think, like, bad things that happen to you, they don't necessarily make you a better person, but they can if you're strong and you let them.
The question is, how do you get to that point? Because how do we get to the point where my bad stresses become good and my good stresses become better? See, that has to be the issue here. Because if my bad stresses don't make me better, my bad stresses bring me down. They make me depressed. They make me, hold on, Annie, they make me inferior. Instead of becoming an obstacle, they become a crutch. How do I do that?
It's all about your quality of thoughts and your perspective of how you evaluate things.
In what way?
You have to always look at the positive side of things, you know, and use logic and common sense, right?
But is that realistic?
It's realistic.
Most people don't look at the glass half full.
Well, it's about changing your behavior, changing your thoughts.
How do you change your behavior and change your thoughts? I mean, seriously, there are a lot of people going on with a lot of things, and their
right.
life is really upside down. How do they change their paradigm so that when bad things happen that would stress them out, they look at it as though it is just life, it's just a bump in the road,
right.
and I have to overcome it so that I can survive?
Right. 'Cause
the problem is people are not surviving.
Well, some people may require counseling. Some people may do very well through self-help books. Some people may do very well through religion or through family or friends. People may do very well through meditation, relaxation techniques, incorporating that into your daily activities. You know, prayer, meditation, those things help you to sort of reground yourself and get your thoughts in order. No one really takes time to take 20 or 30 minutes out of the day and just, you know, do some kind of meditation or something of that sort.
Working out
Absolutely.
Is a good way of...
That's yes. huge.
Of,
good point.
Of dealing with stress.
Yeah.
And dealing with your endorphins.
It's huge.
What does it cause? I mean, seriously, I mean, we talk about it. Everybody talks about, you know, beginning a new exercise program at the beginning of the year. But they really don't quite kick into just how much it helps with their mental and their physical health.
Yeah, it's just
overall.
It's just a mind-body connection. You know, your body's meant to move, and it allows your body to produce those feel-good hormones and adrenaline and things of that nature. And, you know, so it affects your brain chemistry. And I know myself that if I don't work out, I'm just not as sharp. My mood, my attitude just isn't, you know, where it needs to be. So exercise is huge for everyone. I know it's huge for me.
So if you find a grouch, put him on a treadmill.
Strap him to a treadmill. So you're not coming off until
I've never seen Oscar the Grouch on a treadmill. But in Big Bird, he's a little...
He's always kind of bopping around. He's always on his feet.
Yeah, he's got that trunk obesity going on, too. He needs to get on the treadmill a little bit.
Listen, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about adrenal glands and how it deals, how your adrenal glands and stress, how they relate. Because it's my understanding that there is a relationship there. Am I getting that right?
You're right. So let's get into that after the break.
We'll be right back. Okay. Maybe not.
Decide to watch your body flip, boat to go like sexy lady.
Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at Tracy.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown police are investigating a robbery that happened last night on the south side of the city at a Family Dollar store. Police say two men dressed in black with ski masks demanded money from the clerk at the store on Glenwood Avenue. Investigators say witnesses saw a gun. No arrests have been made. Several offices in a Youngstown building complex had to close up after an 8-inch water line broke yesterday. It happened at the Oak Hill Renaissance Center. Maintenance crews had to shut off the water, the electricity, and the boilers that heat up the building. Offices in the building include the Ohio Job and Family Services, the Veterans Affairs Commission, the Green Team, the Health Department, the Board of Elections, and more. Repairs were being made, but it's unclear if the offices will be back open today. And a Youngstown woman is convicted of child endangering charges in connection to serious injuries to her 4-month-old son. Police say the baby's father arrived to the Cambridge Avenue home one day last summer, and the baby was on the floor. The mother passed out. The baby had suffered a serious brain injury. The woman will be sentenced next month. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
We're back with Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
To our girls, 5 million and 40, 40, 40. Baby girl, I'm a girl. Stand up, I'll say. Well, I'm on the way, the time cool. I wanna be keeping you.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 34 minutes after the hour, and I hope you're having a good morning today. Get a cup of coffee, sit down and have a cup of coffee with us, and listen to us talk about how to overcome stress and to actually make it a benefit for you. Dr. Mason from Mason Wellness out of Warren, and give a number, Dr. Mason.
The office, the number to Mason Wellness Center is 330-219-6250.
Just do that one more time, because
330-219-6250, or you can catch us on the web at masonwellness.com, or check us out on Facebook at Mason Wellness Center.
And Dr. Mason and Mason Wellness, he has a group of supplements, an array of supplements that will help you with a lot of things when it comes to your defense, vitamin D, weight loss supplements, nutritional supplements, B12, sulfur. Shush. I'm just trying to name just a few.
Right.
So when you're looking for a good product for your supplements, and we say supplements, we call them vitamins, but not all vitamins are created equal. You will be able to call him, and they can ship them to you. So you need to go take a look at his website at masonwellness.com. Hey, South Carolina, how are you?
I am doing great, Tracy. It finally warmed up here.
And what is it, up to 70 degrees now?
Oh, no. No, it's just 40 degrees.
Oh. We're in a balmy 40, aren't we?
Not quite.
Yeah, we'll see 70 this weekend.
What are we, like 22?
Yeah, we're probably mid-20s, maybe, if that.
You're 20.
We're not 40 yet, are we?
I don't know.
It feels cold.
50 this weekend, though, so.
Oh,
that's
cool. That's going to be wonderful.
That's not going to be wonderful. That's not healthy.
That's
not healthy because people don't
God.
Know how to transition between warm and cold.
It's healthy for me.
I like the heat. Is there a supplement out there that will keep you warm?
Yeah, is there a supplement that'll keep
because
you warm?
If you have an iron deficiency.
Doc?
No, you're best just wearing a coat.
So that thermal stuff is, you know.
No, you don't want to take that stuff.
Don't you feel colder if your body needs iron?
Yeah,
well, you can become anemic, yeah.
But that's a deficiency that you have throughout
right.
your body. That needs to be seen about,
right.
not because you are trying to not wear a coat.
Wear a coat and take a shot of hot sauce. You'll be all right.
Hot sauce? No.
Uh-oh.
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
And the number is 347-945-5229. Hey, what's going on with you, South Carolina? I'm going to go back and talk to Dr. Mason about stress. I found that there's a good stress and bad stress today. I didn't know that there was good stress. Did you?
No, that's what I was kind of, when I came on the line there, I was listening and I said, good stress? Well, I guess, you know, I could see good stress from, you know, when I was in, you know, in the military, but in boot camp. But then again, I don't know. He's going to have to explain that good stress to me.
Yeah, you got some explaining to do, Lucy.
Good stress sharpens you, right? It's just like a piece of coal. Coal is under a lot of stress, and over a period of time, what's it do? It turns into a diamond.
So would you say, because, I mean, we talk about this in different circles, and we talk about good stress, and you have what you call people who are your enemies that make you better. People that iron sharpeneth iron.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of times that people who buffet you, who are not what you would call your go-along, get-along person, and a lot of times you don't like them. Are those kinds of people that actually make you better or can make you better because they keep you on your toes?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it all comes down to the people you have in your life, the people you have in your circles. You want people who are going to be a positive influence in your life. Otherwise, if you're around negatively minded people, well, they're going to bring you down and, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So if you hang around those types of people, you're going to think like they do, which may not be in a positive light.
So you're a product of your environment.
Absolutely.
But now how do I take my environment, because sometimes I cannot change it, and take that product and turn it into productivity?
Well, that comes into keeping your body healthy as well, too, mentally, physically, spiritually. We're here today, you know, the medical part of it, I wanted to address the adrenal glands
right.
and how to keep your adrenal glands healthy, because your adrenal glands are your stress glands, which help your body to cope and to deal with stress.
Okay,
so first of all, what are your adrenal glands? Like I said, your adrenal glands are your primary stress glands, and they are hormone-producing glands. So your adrenal glands are about as big as your thumb. You have one that sits on top of each kidney, and they're tiny, waxy-looking glands that produce hormones. These hormones that are being output by the adrenal glands help your body to deal with stress appropriately. Now, what happens is if you have stress, if you have a big stressor, like we said earlier, like if you have major stress in your life, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, okay, that can put a lot of stress and weaken your adrenal glands. Or if you have chronic stress, or you have stress day in, day out, which a lot of people are dealing with, that can exhaust and weaken your adrenal glands. Okay, so it's very important to take care of your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands can become weakened, obviously, through stress, which we just mentioned. They can become weakened through poor diet, structural misalignments, from medications, from environmental toxins with the environment, things of that nature.
So how do I keep my adrenal glands? Because that's, I mean, when's the last time you had a conversation about your adrenal glands?
Never. I have no idea what kind of care they require.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, South Carolina? Diva? When's the last time you heard that? It's not like, hey, how's your adrenal gland doing? Oh, I don't know, it's not doing too well today. It's something that is unheard, unseen,
yeah,
and not talked about unless something is completely wrong.
Right. So, you know, some signs and symptoms that you could have from weakened adrenals is obviously low stress tolerance.
So most of us are wacky because we have weakened adrenal gland?
That's a big factor because a lot of people are under stress. You could have dizziness, lightheadedness, panic, anxiety, depression, joint pain, digestive issues, skin rash, things of that nature.
Hmm.
So the reason being
about,
you're talking about a good portion of
people that I know that are taking Prozac for their anxiety, but in actuality, it's not in their mind, it's in their adrenal glands. Wow, that's kind of heavy there. You're going to have the Prozac, those people that make Prozac upset with you, Doc.
they're not a sponsor yet, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, so, you know, the medical term for exhausted or weakened adrenal glands is what we call functional hypoadrenia, meaning your adrenal glands are under-functioning. Now, your adrenal glands produce licks. One of them is adrenaline. Everyone's heard of that,
yeah,
right? That's a hormone that's produced during what we call fight or flight. So let me give you a couple diagnostic tests that you can do at home to test to see if you have weak adrenals. Number one is you could test your blood pressure. So say you're in a seated position, as I am right now. You check your blood pressure. Record that number. Then go to a seated position. Check your blood pressure again. Now, your systolic number, your top number, should increase by at least 8 points when you check it in a standing position. If it doesn't, or if it drops, that is a pretty good sign that you have weak adrenals. So why is that? Well, we said that your adrenal glands, one of the things it produces is adrenaline. Now, adrenaline is produced under any type of a stressful situation, whether it's a minor or major stress. So in other words, adrenaline allows your pulse rate to increase, your heart rate to increase, and your blood pressure to increase. So when you go from a seated to a standing position, that mere action of going from a seated to a standing position creates a minor stress on your body. With that being said, that's when your adrenal glands secrete adrenaline to increase your blood pressure. So if your blood pressure doesn't increase, that's because your adrenal glands don't have sufficient amounts of adrenaline being excreted to increase the blood pressure to get the blood flow and the oxygen to your brain. Oftentimes, with that being said, people often experience dizziness or lightheadedness if they go from a seated to a standing position.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people experience that. The term for that is what we call orthostatic hypotension, meaning your blood pressure actually drops instead of increases when you go from a seated to a standing position.
Oh, my goodness. That happens to me all the time.
So how would I, when I think that I have a deficiency. What do I do? Do I go to the doctor? Do I go and just take some nutrients? What do I do? Homemade wellness? What do I do?
Here's the problem. In conventional medical model, conventional medical doctors don't even look at functional hypoadrenia unless you have complete breakdown of the adrenal glands, which is what we call Addison's disease. Remember, President John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease. That's complete breakdown of your adrenal glands. So if you don't have complete breakdown, 9 times out of 10, you're just going to slip through the cracks and you're not even going to address or consider adrenal gland insufficiency or what we call functional hypoadrenia. So, like I said, it comes down to if you come to the office, some things I'm going to do, I'm going to do a good medical history report on you, take a good look at your medical history, an exam. Sometimes we need to do functional lab testing. I prefer the saliva test over the blood test because it's more accurate. It helps to determine the shifting of your hormones that are produced by your adrenal glands from through the day and the night.
Which hormones are actually produced by your adrenal glands? Which are those?
They got what they call your catecholamines, which are adrenaline, norepinephrine, epinephrine, cortisol, what they call your mineral corticoids.
Okay.
Mineral corticoids, things of this nature. So these are your sex hormone. They produce your sex hormones too. So things like estrogen.
Yeah.
Testosterone.
Yes.
So these are absolutely critical. You have to keep your adrenal glands
so
strong.
So if your adrenal glands are not functioning well, especially as people age, because things change, things shift as you age. And so if you don't keep certain body parts, like adrenal glands, and if you're actually not cognizant of it and you are not paying attention, you will have it can affect your lifestyle and or your family life.
Absolutely. I mean, mentally and physically, because you go through body changes. You know, when people start hitting their 40s, 50s, you know, men and women, we have a decline of hormones, right? So what better thing can we do to support our hormonal system with a natural approach by addressing your adrenal glands, by keeping them strong through proper nutrients to keep them strong and to keep your hormonal system up to par? You know, so oftentimes another drugless prescription I use is called DHEA, which is also termed an anti-aging hormone. Now, what's interesting about DHEA, it's actually produced by your adrenal glands. And think of DHEA as the main building block. You need DHEA to be able to make testosterone. You need DHEA to make your three different forms of estrogen.
Right.
It's very important. It's very important for this, for the strength and the health of your adrenal glands. Another test you could do to test the function of your adrenal glands is the mirror test.
What is a mirror test? You look in the mirror.
You look in the mirror and say, "Hey, baby."
There you go,
Jenna. No, you look in the mirror. You look at a fixed point, okay?
Okay.
And you take a pen light, and you shine that pen light directly in your eye. Now, what should happen? Your pupil should constrict. It should close. Okay. Now, if it doesn't constrict quickly, or if it fluctuates between opening and closing, between dilating and constricting, that is a pretty good sign that you have adrenal insufficiency, meaning weak adrenals. So why is that? Because your pupils are directly wired to what we call your autonomic nervous system. Autonomic meaning automatic. Think of that term as automatic. So your autonomic nervous system controls your heart, the beating of your heart, right? You don't have to sit here and think, well, geez, I have to make sure my heart's beating. It just does it automatically. Your lungs, your kidneys, things of that nature.
Yeah.
It's also wired to your pupils, right? So it's wired to the fight or flight system, your autonomic nervous system. So if your adrenal glands are weak, affecting your autonomic nervous system, those pupils aren't going to stay dilated. So they're weak and they just kind of blow back out.
Hey, South Carolina. Diva?
Yes?
What do you think about this?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I had a situation where when I was hospitalized in the summer, they were trying to see if I was suffering from ortho, whatever that was, he said. But I don't know. I think they need to check my adrenal glands. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. I do have a question.
Okay.
It doesn't have to do with adrenal glands, but it does have to do with health, wellness, and fitness. Okay, so yesterday I went to work out. I've been working out lately because I put on some weight, and I put myself on a crash diet, and I gained 2 pounds.
I knew that was going to happen.
I did too.
Crash diet.
Crash diet. Wait,
bad idea.
Wait a minute, crash diet. Crash diet working out, which means muscle.
Well, no. Okay, not crash diet, but more like a crash diet from fast food and junk food and all that other stuff.
But you're gaining weight.
You muscle out.
Yeah.
Could you have gained muscle weight?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Why not?
What kind of exercise did you do?
So are you just walking?
No, man, I have a personal trainer.
Doc, tell her that's muscle weight.
Yeah, you got
fluctuations of water and everything else. So, yeah, you just need to stay on track. You need to eat healthy and exercise, and good things are going to happen. you won't continue gaining weight. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, Diva, you need to do the mirror test. Just stand in the mirror off to the side and see if your glutes are bigger.
Oh,
no.
which glutes?
The glutamus maximus.
See, there, I just thought I'd open the door for you to say it.
So I can't exercise or continue to eat my fast food. I mean, I'm a fast food junkie.
Fast food's bad.
Yeah, it's
I know it's so good.
No,
well,
it's not.
The problem is a lot of people equate being healthy with being thin. I see a lot of people that are thin that are rotten from the inside out. I mean, their chemistry is just junk. So, you know, you have to, if you want to live healthy, have a good sex drive, feel good where your joints don't hurt and you have clear mentality, clear thoughts, you have to do healthy things. You have to put healthy food in your body. You have to drink clean water. You have to eat healthy. You can't expect to eat fast food and expect a good result from that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, and that goes into, I started eating a lot of fast food because I was doing a lot of stress over the year 2013. So I was stressed out a lot.
Diva, you just said something, and you said that you were stressed out a lot and you gained weight.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about stress, and we're talking about trying to maintain and or to lose weight. Why is it that we use stress as an excuse to eat, and then it causes a weight gain?
I've never had that problem before. I've never been stressed out to where I was a stress eater. So this is something new to me, and I gained,
But, Diva, you're getting older, and McDonald's doesn't metabolize in your system as well as it did when you were a kid. You got to realize that. I'm telling you from experience. At one time, a 2-quarter pounder of cheese and a fry could just fuel for fire. Now it's just fuel for death.
You know, my wife says that she when she has stress, you know, I lose weight, especially in my right hip. Because when she has stress, she tends to want to spend money.
What's wrong with that?
There's a lot.
It's his money. It's his money.
No, it's not.
Oh,
I'm not missing.
You don't get that.
You know, Annie. Tomorrow, we're going to tell you a story because this new age philosophy is my money is your money and your money is my money, and we need to talk about crazy finances of families. There's no such thing.
It's my money, not no more.
Tomorrow's going to be Education Day on money. Plus a couple other things.
Are you going to get me educated?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Either you want to be married or have a roommate. Yes, Al?
Hey, Doc, you going to come for that show?
I don't know about that one.
Then he got to go to work.
I got work to do.
You know what?
Okay,
so
now I'm stressed out.
Go ahead, Diva.
I'm stressed out because I'm trying to find a dress for my party, and I can't find one. So I'm craving.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm craving a McDonald's bacon McDouble. Is there an alternative to my fast food craving that I can use that's actually going to work? Because carrot sticks don't do it.
It all comes down to taking care of your adrenals, for one thing, that we're talking about today.
How do I take care of my adrenals? I mean, I got to go back to that. How do I care for them? What do? Dig them out and pet them? What?
First of all, it comes down to you have to be eating a healthy diet. In other words, if you're eating fast food, that's a lot of stress on your body, and your body's not getting the nutrients it needs.
Okay.
Now, I use drugless prescriptions to help support and to strengthen the adrenal glands in office. These are things what we call Oradren, which is what we call protomorphogen therapy, which has been done by the Germans for the past 35, 40 years. These are what we call adrenal gland concentrate, which are, fancy word, is what we call nucleoproteins, which help to regenerate the adrenal glands. Now, we could use nutritional therapy, too. There are specific nutrients that are very important for supporting your adrenal glands. Some people need a mitochondrial analysis test to actually measure and assess their chemistry to determine what their body is lacking or maybe even excessive in nutritionally, and then balance them out with a nutritional rehabilitation program of that nature. But usually using a couple of those drugless prescriptions that I mentioned, Oradren or Adren Plus, those are two key drugless prescriptions that really help to support and strengthen your adrenal gland.
What, going back to my diet, what do I need to eat more of or less of? I know I don't need to eat fast food.
Right. You want to minimize processed foods. You know, anything that's boxed, canned, you know, especially fast foods. More what you want to incorporate is real food, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, grains, organic meats, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, the healthy fats. Healthy fats are very important. You know, fish oils, cod liver oil, coconut oil, olive oil, grapeseed oil, things of that nature. Very, very important for the body.
You're causing me stress, Doc. You're causing me stress.
I know, I'm like,
my wallet again.
Anything.
Okay. Why is he causing you stress?
It's going to, I can feel that cramp in my right hip again. That's money.
Yeah, but you can't put a price tag on your health.
Is it money? I mean, because, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. For lunch, a lot of us eat out almost every day. So if we take a 3-day, 4-day a week, let's say just for easy numbers, 3 days a week we eat lunch out. And for 2 days a week, we eat dinner out. Well, lunch is going to cost you $10 all day long if you eat out. You can $5 foot long, as long as you don't drink any water and get a side of chips or a salad, you're going to spend $10. So that's $30 right there. And if you're going to have dinner out, you got to add that other, you know, $20 per person. And if you're just talking about yourself, that's $40. That's $70 a week times 52.
Now, if you stick to the dollar menu.
But the dollar menu kill you.
No, you need to stick to packing yourself a lunch, which people say, oh, I don't have time. Yes, you do. You have time. You have to make time. You have to start implementing healthy things in your life. Start eating some healthy foods. You know, and if you're going to eat out a couple times, if you're eating out 3 times a week, we'll start with trying to eat 2 times a week, eating out, and then packing a lunch, packing some healthy food.
Even coffee, I mean, even drinking coffee out. I mean, if you look at what we eat and how we eat, and when we talk about stress, it's because money brings upon stress, going to adrenal glands, and we are becoming a consumer society, which means we're really not planning on saving, and so we're spending more money out than we do in. We really do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I know that eating certain foods is not healthy for me, then it's going to cause me to have stress factors. And I can alleviate them by trying to eat a little bit more healthy. What's wrong with that?
People really need to start. You need to start looking long term at taking care of your health. You need to stop thinking about convenience and now and thinking about where your body and where your health is going to be 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road. You only got one body. You got to take care of it. And it's only going to work as good as the things that you put in it.
Hey, 438, your mic's on.
Hey, Tracy.
It's hey, Stanley. How are you?
Very good. Happy New Year. I didn't say the Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. I have to ask a question to the doctor. I'm reading a book that made a big controversy, the China Study, that basically is saying that we are eating too much meat or too much protein, and that is the reason why we're having a lot of problem, overweight and things like that. And when he talked about eggs and things like that, that book is saying over studies that if we eat eggs and drink milk and things like that, it's bad for our organs and bad for – basically it's very bad and to the point that red meat and things like that. So I want to ask the doctor, are we eating too much protein? Because a lot of people are pushing that and saying we're eating too much protein. So I want to know the honest truth about that.
Sure, that's a good question. You know, China study, that was a good study. And all what you're saying, that's not all the truth of exactly what they were saying. But, people are getting too much saturated fats, too much proteins as a whole. Now, does that mean that red meat is bad and that other forms of protein is bad? No. I mean, our bodies, our genes are genetically designed to consume all these different types of meats, and the saturated fats are good for your body as well, to a degree. With that being said as well, you definitely, a large portion of your diet, you want to be getting large amounts of vegetables, right? Preferably a good portion of them raw. You want to be getting some good fruits, beans, nuts, seeds, whole grain brown rice, things of that nature. And then, at each meal, there's nothing wrong with having 4 or 5 ounces for the average person of some type of protein. You know, like I said, whether it's fish, chicken, turkey, or even beef. The problem is with how we're raising the animals. You know, a grass-fed cow has the proper ratio of Mother Nature's balance of fats, what we call the omega-3 and omega-6, which it has a high amount of the omega-3s and low amount of omega-6. Now, what's going on is 99.9% of the red meat, the beef that people are consuming, is from
slaughterhouse
cows that have been fed with grain, which completely turns the balance of the fatty acids upside down. So in other words, you have high amounts of omega-6 and very low of the omega-3. The omega-6 is very inflammatory to the body when it's out of balance, and it's leading to a lot of heart disease, inflammation, basically every disease known to man in the United States, because you look at all these diseases, what do they all have in common? Inflammation. So if you're eating the standard American diet by eating these sick animals, by eating sick foods, you're creating inflammation and leading to all host of all kind of problems.
So are there health benefits from abstaining from meat?
I don't have a problem with people who decide they want to become vegetarian, you know, for whatever their belief is. But with that being said, people can live vegetarian and be very healthy. Now, with you not eating red meat and other types of red meats, a lot of times you definitely need to supplement with at least some B-complex vitamins and things like that, because people don't get sufficient amounts of that through eating a vegetarian diet.
What happens if we eat a lot of fruits, and is too much fruit bad, or there's no limit in fruits? And
I think it's everything in balance.
Yeah, everything's in balance. I think your biggest portion of your diet really should come from lots of vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables, a lot of colored vegetables. Remember, you may hear people say, eat the rainbow. Those have a lot of different antioxidants and phytonutrients and lot of good vitamins and minerals in them. So try to eat lots of vegetables and keep your proteins to a minimum.
Okay. Well, one more question concerning the fitness part. I read in the everybody's looking. A lot of people are looking at Biggest Loser, and everybody's like, "Oh, how come they lost it?" And I did a research and everything. Do you know that the people in the Biggest Loser have to work out 7 hours every day to receive the result that they do?
Yeah, that's some crazy
stuff.
It's
like
seven hours
every day and everything. So I want to ask the trainer and everything: is it because now they're focusing on different programs like P90X3, which is 30 minutes, Focus 25, which is 30 minutes a day enough for you to lose the weight of this? Or is time, like if you take 2 hours of training every day, a good thing? Or what's not?
30, anywhere between 20 and 60 minutes a day or even every other day is sufficient. I mean, I've had people that were actually overtraining, and they were stuck at a plateau. They weren't able to lose weight. So I cut them back on their training and greatly cut them back on their training. And then it kicked their body, their metabolism, into a different gear where they dropped the weight.
And, Stanley, those people that are on the Biggest Loser, that their metabolic rate and their health, the doctors that they have around you, the nutritionists that they had around them. I mean, you've got a body of people there who are that most people could not even afford, even at the highest rate, to go through that regime.
But they don't eat so much. They only eat 1,330.
Yeah, but you have to understand when you have a nutritionist.
Calories,
but when you have a nutritionist that does nothing but when you have a nutritionist that does nothing but study nutrition, you'd be surprised what you can come up with for a low caloric diet if you study the calories of diet well enough that make people full. Most people do not have anyone around them that can help them define how much calories are in, you know, green leafy vegetables and how many I can eat to stay full plus add in a piece of protein and then food mixing. Because food mixing does make a difference. You'll find that if you go to certain restaurants, you can eat a very, very small portion of food and become very, very satisfied in opposed to going and get a quarter pounder of cheese and a Big Mac and a French fry and a Coke and still walk away empty. That's truly amazing.
But you
got to know nutrition for that, and most of us don't have that around.
In my understanding, I thought protein was supposed to be what made you feel full.
Well, it's fiber. Fiber was what really
keeps
you full.
But quickly, for
quick weight loss and doing it in a healthy way, obviously you want to be eating the things that I just recommended. Now, as far as if your time for exercising is limited, you could email me at the office at masonwellness@yahoo.com. And I will send you a copy of a routine, what we call Crazy Eight exercises, where it takes 20 minutes. You can do that two to. I gave you a copy of that. You can do that anywhere between 2 to 3 times a week. It'll only take you 20 minutes, and that is guaranteed to be proven the best way to drop body weight and body fat in a healthy manner.
But that's exercise.
Yeah, it's exercise.
So emailing Stanley.
Yeah, I'll email him. And last thing I want to say, I feel like a lot of people every year say that, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to live. But I truly believe that if you don't make it a must in your life, you'll just make it I should. You know, a lot of people say, I should lose weight, but they don't make it a must as much as
right.
I must have a job and things like that. If you don't make it a priority in your life, you will always have an excuse of saying, I don't have time, I have this and that. That's why, Tracy, I'm looking forward to you to not have any excuse this year.
But now, I got a question. See, this is my problem. You know, I do fine if I don't eat.
No, you don't, because if you don't eat. No,
if
you don't
eat. You're making my point for me. I do fine
if
I don't eat.
No, because if you don't eat, you're lowering your metabolism. If you lower your metabolism, basically you're crashing your system.
Okay, let me say this. I quit smoking about 20 years ago. And guess what? I don't crave cigarettes. No, I don't crave cigarettes. I don't like the smell of cigarette smoke. I don't even. I don't even go around it. It just tears me off completely. Yet I was an avid smoker. So tell me, why is it that smoking, I don't have to deal with it, but eating, you always have to eat. See, you can. I mean, it's not like it's an addiction that you don't have to deal with. It's an addiction that is always in front of you and it's always there.
That's really rough. Like, especially
absolutely.
When you get into things like eating disorders and like binge eating.
Whether it be disorders, just the simple things, you can't get away from eating.
Yeah, and it's like your unhealthy habits come back because it's just something that you always need
to do. If you are a you may not have soda for a while, but when you have one, it kicks in and says, I like sugar.
Yeah, but here's the deal, you know. If you have unhealthy habits, if you're eating 10 donuts a day and you're like, well, I got to have those donuts, well, I always tell people, eat those 10 donuts, but eat a carrot with it. You know, in other words, start implementing some healthy habits, healthy eating habits in your plan first. And as you start incorporating healthy things, some of the unhealthy things start falling away because you're like, okay, I'm developing some good habits. So you got to train your behavior. If you train your behavior, then you're going to practice some good habits.
That makes sense. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. You going to come back or are you going to get out of here? Because it's 10:05.
I might hang around a little bit more.
Well, hang around because I'm waiting for Dr. Brandy to call in, but she hasn't done that yet. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and we'll see you on the other side of my break.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown police are investigating a robbery that happened last night on the south side of the city at a Family Dollar store. Police say two men dressed in black with ski masks demanded money from the clerk at the store on Glenwood Avenue. Investigators say witnesses saw a gun. No arrests have been made. Several offices in a Youngstown building complex had to close up after an 8-inch water line broke yesterday. It happened at the Oak Hill Renaissance Center. Maintenance crews had to shut off the water, the electricity, and the boilers that heat up the building. Offices in the building include the Ohio Job and Family Services, the Veterans Affairs Commission, the Green Team, the Health Department, the Board of Elections, and more. Repairs were being made, but it's unclear if the offices will be back open today. And a Youngstown woman is convicted of child endangering charges in connection to serious injuries to her 4-month-old son. Police say the baby's father arrived to the Cambridge Avenue home one day last summer, and the baby was on the floor. The mother passed out. The baby had suffered a serious brain injury. The woman will be sentenced next month. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right, tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show Thursday mornings at 9 and Saturday mornings at 11 on News Talk 790 WPIC.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractors with a purchase of 2 John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Cope Farm Equipment in Alliance, Austinburg, or Kinsman, and find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, when you worry you make it double, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now.
On WSOM AM 600. The number here is 347-945-5229. We're waiting for Dr. Brandy to call in. Dr. Mason is here with us, and Annie's here with me today as my co-host. She's sitting over there doing my research, I think. You better, you're researching, right?
Candy Crush.
You're not one of those, are you?
I am.
I couldn't get into it. They didn't send me enough power, enough juice for me to go fast enough. I had to go to Bubble.
But it's so cute.
No.
You don't like the colors?
No, that's addictive.
What?
I call them time wasters.
When I do it, I concentrate on other things. Like, I'll, like, sit and play it while I'm in class and I don't have to take notes. And I don't know. I can listen, too, but it, like, it helps my ADD. I got this stress ball thing. It's, like, am I rambling?
Oh, I want to hear this. I want to hear the ADD Candy Crush, I can't concentrate, but if I do it all at one time, I can make this happen. I want to hear this. This is good.
I got this thing called a Tangle Teaser, and it's like a stress ball. It's like this plastic. It's interlocked in like a circle, and you can just play with it and play with it. And I don't know. It helps me concentrate better.
Okay. I am the number one BSer. All them dad blasted Facebook games.
Yeah.
They are what you call time stealers. They're wasters.
Hmm.
We say they make us concentrate. They say they make us wind down. They say all this stuff. When in actuality, all they do is steal time.
Yeah, don't believe it.
They steal time.
I don't know. They put you in a passive mindset, and
which is not good.
You can use that, though.
What do you use a passive mindset to do? Pass away?
I don't know. To not be
anxious. You need PTC, present time consciousness, here
and now. Absolutely. Read that book. That's what you're doing. You're supposed to do. Dr. Mason is still here with us, and and Dr. Brandy, when she comes on, we're going to talk about we're going to continue on the stress thing. Because I think it's an important thing, and going back to what we said about having positive stress and negative stresses and going into your adrenal glands, and I was asking you, I think during the break where I put the pods down, I asked you about the serotonin, because those are also mood enhancement, you know, hormones.
Yeah, feel good hormone.
Yeah. And you said it comes in the belly, but where does it come from, and how do you cure it? How do you control it? Because there's a lot of hormones, a lot of things that are glands. Your pituitary gland. Your pituitary gland almost, your thyroid gland, but your pituitary gland actually controls every other gland in your whole body.
It's your master gland, absolutely.
And when it's out of whack, you're nuts.
You are out of whack. Yeah.
I tell you.
So, yeah, serotonin is huge. That's the feel-good hormone, you know, so it helps us keep us mentally stable, affects your cravings, things of that nature.
Right.
Here is a big gap, a huge thing that is missed in our conventional medical system. Whether you're going to counseling or whether you're going to your medical doctor, for people who are experiencing depression, anxiety, mood swings, personality changes, they're being put on these antidepressant drugs and SSRIs and things without addressing other issues of their body. I'm not, you know, here's the deal. Serotonin, what people don't realize is, people listen up, serotonin, 95% of it is made in your gut, in your intestinal tract. Only 5% of it's made in your brain. So most people that have depression, anxiety, mood swings of this nature, if you look and you do a thorough history with them, most of them have gut-related issues as well, too. So
okay.
you need, whether it's, you know, irritable bowel, constipation, bloating, just general not feeling right in their stomach, or it could be subtle things. Some people have really no issues, or you know. But the deal is, they're not getting the proper nutrients in their body to have the what we call the proper precursors to in order for your body to produce serotonin. Right? You have to have certain nutrients through your diet and or supplementation to be able to properly produce sufficient amounts of serotonin. So if you're not producing serotonin, 95% is supposed to be made in your gut, how you expect to have quality thoughts? You know, that's why people have depression and mood swings and all this.
So how do you and Stanley and Eva, your mics are on. How do we cure this? How do we deal with this?
Your gut is what has an entire different nervous system, what we call the enteric nervous system. Actually, your gut has actually been called the second brain. So it's very important.
So the brain, your stomach can control you.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. So
okay.
you have to, you know, that's why I look at things like food allergy tests, because a lot of people are reactive to certain foods that they're eating, which affects your digestion, your absorption, your elimination. So in other words, if you're not digesting properly, how are you going to absorb proper nutrients through your intestinal tract and through your blood in order to produce things like serotonin and these other factors? So we have to look at food allergy tests. We need to look at the mitochondrial analysis test to see what your body may be missing or lacking on a nutritional level, because everyone's different. No one's going to require the same nutrition. Right, so we got to look at things like that, and then we could use things like probiotics, high potent probiotics. You need to be using other key nutrients, which are the main building blocks of making serotonin.
Everybody's talking about, you know, okay, it's the beginning of the year, 2014, and we all have this every year. We never make resolutions; we make redefinitions. We refocus. We change things. We're going to do certain new things. You know, old anxiety. We're going to change some things from our past and make things better in our future, and we're going to push forward. Yeah.
And we do it for a month or two. And
it doesn't even last that long. Mm-hmm. We're going to save money. We're going to put a dollar down, a dollar a day. We're going to go to the gym 3 days a week, and we're going to walk at least 2 days a week. We're going to make sure that we make sure everything is nice and neat and clean, and we do all of this. How do you deal with when it comes to health and wellness? How do you deal with the lack of knowledge? Because in our society, we talk about people sitting down and having dinner. But when is the last time you saw a family sit down and have breakfast?
Not often, not hardly
I mean,
ever anymore, you know?
When, I mean, we talk about people don't sit
breakfast
down and have
dinner. No
when
one does
When do you
it.
See people sit down and really Never. Have a breakfast, but they have an actual scheduled routine that at 5:30 every morning, everybody comes into the kitchen.
5:30, no.
It depends on what your school schedule is. I mean, you got to go by, when people are going to school, people are going to work.
Right.
So some people are leaving at 6 o'clock to get to work. Some people are leaving after that, before then.
Right. Everyone's going their own way.
When do you see people actually start? Because if you're telling me that nutrition is the basis for all of this, if you're not getting your nutrients 3 times a day, and it should be 6 is my understanding, if you're not setting the pace and teaching this right, when is the last time you actually saw kids sitting down at a breakfast table eating breakfast?
Yeah.
And if parents aren't doing it, if my parents don't do it, I grow up and I don't do it either.
Yeah, we gotta break out of those bad cycles.
How do we do that? How do we break out of the cycle to where we're dealing with the nutrients? We're dealing with having orange juice and having fiber and oatmeal and
First you gotta realize you have those bad habits. And then you have to, like I said, you start focusing on doing healthier things. You're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and just start doing everything perfect. You have to first make a realization that you're in a rut, you're in a bad habit, and start incorporating healthier habits in your life. And then if you're doing that as an adult or as a mother or as a father, yeah, it's your job and your duty to become a role model for your children.
But Diva's talking about, McDonald's. Hey, Diva, are you there?
Jesus. Yes, I'm still
you gotta
here.
You got to understand what that food is doing to you long term. I mean, it may taste good to you right now, but it's a prescription for disaster. If you want good health, you can't be doing that thing to your body on a regular routine.
I definitely feel the difference from when my diet changed. I feel very sluggish. I feel tired all the time. I feel heavy. It's just fruits and vegetables I don't know how to cook them properly, prepare them properly to where they fill me up, because I'm still hungry.
Diva, fruits and vegetables aren't what make you feel full. Like fiber and protein are what make you.
But are you cooking any nuts or anything with that?
Yeah,
no,
the
vegetables and fruits have a lot of fiber in them. That creates satiety. Yeah. Nuts, seeds, beans, rice, that does as well. That creates bulk, fiber.
And protein.
Diva, what?
Go ahead, Stanley.
Hey, Diva, what about if you don't know how to prepare, what about doing smoothies and things like that with your fruit and vegetable? You could do that, or do a juicer with your fruit and vegetable. You could do that also if you don't know how to cook.
Yeah, I was
like
thinking about that, but what I'm saying is, like, I can eat a whole bowl of fresh fruit. I can eat a whole bag of nuts, and I can do that throughout the day and still be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know
You shouldn't be eating a huge bowl of fruit. You shouldn't be eating a big bag of nuts. You need to be eating a balanced proportion of specific foods.
You need to need a combination
and then be supplementing.
I'll snack on these things in between. Like, I don't really eat breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person. I never was a breakfast person.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Diva. That's what I'm saying. No,
no
see, this
see
is what
that,
I'm. Listen to what I'm.
This
Diva,
crazy.
What I'm saying to
see
you,
that
I'm telling
in the morning,
you.
That's with my stomach. So I
listen
don't
to
really
what I'm
care.
Saying, Diva. I know, but listen. If you go and drink, even if you're not, if you're not going to eat anything. Having a smoothie or having a – and when I say a smoothie, I'm having a complex smoothie. Or having even a glass of orange juice. But you will find what happens is that what you lack during the course of the day, you try to make up for in the course of the evening, and you find out where that all that weight goes and sits around your gut and your butt. Am I lying?
No.
Nope.
I mean, because we all say my stomach doesn't wake up until 10 o'clock, and so it's time for lunch. But in actuality, you should have a glass of water and some type of citric acid, vitamin C, or something in your stomach early. And if you can do oatmeal or something on that order, fine, well and good. If not, do a smoothie. But the breakfast is important. It's your gasoline.
Well, yeah, so you have to be following those simple steps.
Like
if you follow that
simple foundation and those simple
steps, good things are going to happen. You can't say, well, I don't want to eat breakfast. Well, if you don't want to eat breakfast and you don't want to eat healthy food, well, you're going to continue feeling sluggish, weight gain.
So, like, fruit for breakfast is good. I mean, because I like fruit. I don't mind eating fruit.
A little bit of fruit's fine, but you need to get a little bit of protein, you know, whether it's eggs or something like
that
or smoothie.
This is stuff that I eat between meals. When I, like, the biggest meal I cook is dinner. And I'm not a fried food, and I love sauteing or baking my meals.
So
it'll be unbreaded.
If your biggest meal is dinner, you consume more calories in that one meal instead of actually spreading it out through the course of the day, which means that first part of the morning your body is still trying to find fuel. So it's going back on reserve fuel, but it's not burning any fat, and nor are the nutrients that need to go into your system throughout the course of the day, are they actually getting to where they need to go? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's not what you do or what not makes you feel good, but I'm saying what is right.
Well, what happens?
And we may not all practice it, because I know I sure don't, but I still know that's what the problem is.
Right.
How come it worked in 2012? I was fine, and in
Can I ask you a question, Diva?
Fine.
In 2012, were you 2 years younger?
Yes. But I'm 34.
I don't care if you're going to be 34 if you're going to be 28. I'm telling you, I turned 48 and I'm 49 and I found more things changing my body in the last 12 months. And I'm like, I don't know what the world's going on here.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Because your body actually changes. It morphs into its own being. And if you don't get a handle on it, you're going to lose. And that's what's happening. I mean, serious. What we're doing is we don't take care of it when we should. And when we find out we should, we can't. And I'm really not looking forward to nursing homes.
Diva, what is your body designed to run on? What keeps it healthy?
I want to say nutrients. But then again, what's that food?
Nutrients from real food. Real food that's grown on this earth that God put here. Real food. That doesn't mean processed foods. That doesn't mean foods that have chemicals and dyes and preservatives and laced with MSG and things. This means fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, organic meats, the cleanest water you can drink. That's what our bodies are designed to run on. And then we need to supplement our diet to fill in the gaps of the things that of the nutrients we're not missing, of that we are missing. If you're not getting the proper nutrients in your body and you're not getting those into the cell cannot produce energy. If the cells can't produce energy, they start breaking down. That leads to fatigue. That leads to weight gain. That leads to digestive issues. That leads to diabetes. That leads to cancer. That leads to chronic fatigue. That leads to eczema, psoriasis. You name it. Eczema. Anything.
Eczema.
I mean,
really?
Well, yeah.
Didn't know that.
You look at any disease, it's a breakdown of the cells, right? So anything you're doing to improve the health of your cells through detoxification, eating healthy, oxygenating the cells by exercising, you can go a step further, hyperbaric oxygen chamber. It just depends, you know, the severity of someone's illness.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Join in the conversation. Today's Health and Wellness Day, and I've held Dr. Mason over. I'm waiting for Dr. Brandy. She's had a baby, and she's working from home right now. And so she texted me and said he's a little fussy today. And we do know that little babies, they have their own agenda. And so she doesn't want him to be crying in the background. So hopefully she'll call in, and if she doesn't call in, we will just do what we do. We just make a day and talk about what's on next. Diva, I will say to you from just my own experience, the 34-year-old that you are is better than the 49-year-old that I am. But you have to set up habits and start finding out who your body is and what your body is, because those bad habits that you incur at 34, I promise you, will follow you to 44.
and getting, and when I say follow you, they don't follow you to where when you stop doing them. I can't eat a McDonald's for love nor money now. It makes me completely sick. Good going down, bad, bad, bad. I can't, and it's not because I don't want it. I just can't anymore. My body just does not adapt.
And think of your body as a barrel. Think of your body as a barrel. If you continue to keep filling that barrel with unhealthy choices, with unhealthy foods, what's going to happen? Sooner or later, that barrel is going to fill up, and it's going to start spilling over. When that barrel starts spilling over, you say, well, where'd that stain come from? You see a stain on your floor. So you say, well, that stain came from the fact that you kept putting garbage into that barrel. Well, that stain is your symptoms, right? Your body accumulates junk. So if you keep putting junk in it, your body's going to start breaking down.
Doc. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Doc, I have a question. You said not all supplements are created equally.
That was me.
Oh, sorry, Tracy.
But you can ask him because he can answer it. But I know that.
Yes, that's a good question. All supplements are not created equally. There are two subsets, what we call food-grade supplements. Food-grade supplements, meaning they are not policed. In other words, you go, say, you go buy vitamin C, and it says 1,000 milligrams. There may not be 1,000 milligrams. There may only be 500 or 600 milligrams, and they're using more inferior product. In other words, it's not the highest purity or potency. A lot of times they're using cheap binders or fillers, coatings, dyes.
So it's like taking generic versus non-generic medicine?
Right. So in other words, you're not getting, it's not being policed, it's not being regulated. So that's food-grade supplements. Now, if you move to pharmaceutical-grade supplements, meaning they're very strict standards, you're getting highest purity, highest potency. If it says 1,000 milligrams, that's what you're getting. And they're not putting any kind of cheap binders or fillers or anything of that. So you get what you pay for. And in other words, if you definitely want to invest into a good quality product, and especially if you want a therapeutic effect.
I've got to go back to the adrenal gland. I'm popping a little bit. She went to
let's pop.
My bad.
That was okay. Uh-huh. But I'm reading something online and it talks about cortisone.
Cortisone. Cortisone is also cortisol is produced.
Cortisol.
Produced by the adrenal glands.
Okay.
That is helps regulate your blood pressure, your blood sugar. It is also a very strong anti-inflammatory. So think about it. If your adrenal glands, remember how I said adrenal gland insufficiency can cause joint pain,
right,
and constipation and digestive issues. Well, if your body, your adrenal glands isn't to produce enough cortisol, which is a strong anti-inflammatory, can that make your joints hurt? Can that cause irritation in your digestive system? Can that cause pain? You bet.
Well, now the reason why I ask you is because they've got this commercial out. And the commercial is out, and it talks about cortisol. It's about cortisol and cortisol pills. And if you take these, you'll lose weight because of it helps regulate the cortisol or something on that order. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, please call in because I really can't explain this.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely –
Cortisol has to do with weight gain.
Yeah, because it regulates your blood sugar. If your blood sugar is spiking all over the place, you're not going to be able to have a healthy metabolism to regulate your body weight.
So how do you find out if your adrenal gland is working and is working at optimum?
By the ways that we suggested earlier, by checking your blood pressure from a seated to a standing position. When you go to a standing position, you check it again. If that top number, your systolic number, doesn't increase by at least 8 points, that means it's your adrenal glands isn't able to produce adrenaline, which should cause your heart rate and your blood pressure to increase. That's a sure sign. Doing the pen light test in the mirror and in the pupil. And if it doesn't constrict and stay constricted, and it just starts blowing out or fluctuating back and forth, that is a pretty good sign of adrenal insufficiency. So,
and if I'm going from a seated position to a standing position and I get dizzy?
Yeah, Exactly. That's what we call orthostatic hypotension, when your blood pressure is dropping where it should increase. Because when you go from a seated to a standing position, your blood pressure should increase to get blood and nutrients and oxygen to your brain. So if it's not working, you get up and you're like, ooh, a little lightheaded, you know?
So when I – now, does it have to be two of the three, one of the three of the three? Or
well,
any of the three?
There's no – you know, every person is different. I mean, person – you know, somebody may have adrenal insufficiency that may be due to another disease.
Okay.
You know, so you have to take each person into consideration, and that's why you need to do a history, medical history, and you need to do examination, and sometimes we need to do testing.
Mason Wellness is located in West Warren. On
Southwest
Laird,
Warren.
On Laird?
Laird Road, L-A-Y-E-R.
And you can call you at 320?
219-6250, or you could catch us on the web at masonwellness.com. You could also email us with any questions you have at masonwellness@yahoo.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Mason Wellness Center.
Thanks, Dr. Mason.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's been great. It's been a good morning. Dr. Brandy hasn't called in yet, so I guess her baby has not quieted down. So you get the health and wellness tips of Tracy in just a moment. Me and Stanley and Dee are going to take the world apart, put the world back together again. Dr. Mason can stay if he wants to. But I know he probably has a schedule, and we're getting used to this morning time, too. I think all of us are trying to adjust. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus...
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember... Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
Salem High School Basketball returns to News Talk 600 WSOM. When the Quakers are at home this season, News Talk 600 will be there. From the opening tip-off to the final buzzer, you'll hear all the action on News Talk 600. Brought to you by Dr. Shivers, DDS, the Salem Computer Center, and Hunter Associates. Salem Quaker Basketball from the Salem High School Boosters and News Talk 600 WSOM.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown police are investigating a robbery that happened last night on the south side of the city at a Family Dollar store. Police say two men dressed in black with ski masks demanded money from the clerk at the store on Glenwood Avenue. Investigators say witnesses saw a gun. No arrests have been made. Several offices in a Youngstown building complex had to close up after an 8-inch water line broke yesterday. It happened at the Oak Hill Renaissance Center. Maintenance crews had to shut off the water, the electricity, and the boilers that heat up the building. Offices in the building include the Ohio Job and Family Services, the Veterans Affairs Commission, the Green Team, the Health Department, the Board of Elections, and more. Repairs were being made, but it's unclear if the offices will be back open today. And a Youngstown woman is convicted of child endangering charges in connection to serious injuries to her four-month-old son. Police say the baby's father arrived to the Cambridge Avenue home one day last summer, and the baby was on the floor. The mother passed out. The baby had suffered a serious brain injury. The woman will be sentenced next month. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. The holidays are here, so dream big with your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. Get the fuel-efficient Escape with EcoBoost for only $199 a month. Visit driveoneohio.com for details.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
Recently, the U.S. Navy delivered tons of food to hungry people halfway around the world.
But you could help someone in your own community simply by donating a can of soup.
Last week, a Navy doctor saved the life of a total stranger.
Just like you could, by giving a pint of blood.
Right now, a Navy captain is providing guidance to 5,000 young men and women at sea.
While there's at least one young person in your neighborhood who could use your guidance.
Next month, a team of Navy Seabees will change a child's life by building a school in an impoverished area.
You could do the same simply by volunteering once a week to read at a school right down the street.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. So can you. Whether it's by donating food or simply giving time, right in your own backyard. Brought to you by America's Navy.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right, tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, today is the 9th of January 2013. Today is Thursday. 2014
now, yes. New year.
I haven't gotten that part yet. Did you have any resolutions for the year? Do you do resolutions, Scott?
No, I don't do resolutions. I kind of do resolutions all through the year. I'm just kind of refining them. In other words, resolutions, most people don't adhere to them.
How about you, Annie? Do you do resolutions?
I set goals for myself, but I don't wait for an excuse. Like, if I, like, waited until the new year to make a goal, that would kind of be, like, making an excuse. But I'm trying to, like, have healthier habits this year.
Stanley, you make resolutions or do you just wing it? Say that again.
He said...
Hello?
Yeah, repeat the question, Tracy. I didn't hear you.
No, my question is, do you have New Year's resolutions, or do you go through the year and just have ongoing refocusing, you know, to goals?
No, I have goals like the other people. I don't believe in resolution. I believe in goals, and I try to focus on my goals every day to look at them and say, what can I do to approach those goals, and what's my must of today? That's why I try to do.
What about you, Diva?
Not anymore. I live day to day and just enjoy life as it goes. And if I want to change something, I'll change it. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like you have to, like, constantly be trying to improve yourself or else you're just going to get in a slump. Like, that's how I feel about myself personally.
But I think that's not a bad way to think about it. I mean, we, as I said, we, you know, we make these great resolutions at the beginning of the year instead of making resolves every day. And,
yeah.
I mean, I really should be trying every day to perfect and or revise and or change something about my environment, my circumstance, or who I am. Shouldn't I not? Or improve myself?
I think we all should be growing on our own individual basis every day through life.
The idea of being perfect, I don't think it's a healthy one because it implies, like, there's a maximum growth. Like, you never want to stop growing.
Yeah, who's perfect? I mean, who is perfected for real?
Nobody's perfect.
No one.
Nobody's
perfect.
What
do you think, Sam?
No, nobody's perfect, but I feel like too much people are trying to be average in life instead of being outstanding. Too much people, average is normal. Average. So many people, 90% of people are average. A lot less people are trying to have an outstanding life.
That's America now, isn't it?
We've become complacent and lazy, yeah.
But that's just America. I mean,
exactly.
We don't take, you know, there used to be something called American pride.
People trying to emulate something that they see about others instead of just being happy. just be happy where you are and change the things that you're not happy with, but most important is happiness.
Well, I can't be happy where I am, Diva, because they tell me I need to be somebody else to be happy.
Yeah, they tell you
you need
to be
somebody else. I just try to be happy.
No, seriously, look at the conditioning of the world today. And when I'm talking about health and wellness, and mental health, and physical health, and overall complete health and wellness, they tell me that I need to become something different than what I am to be healthy.
I think the media absolutely gives you unrealistic expectations, and we're just so brainwashed by it.
What do you mean unrealistic expectation?
Well, I'm never going to look like Angelina Jolie, like nobody is, but like every time you open a magazine or turn on the television, there are these unrealistically gorgeous people, and
but they tell me that's what men want.
But,
When's the last time you saw a poster or a calendar made up of real women? And a man actually had it in his shop or at his work or wherever. When's the last time you saw that?
You'll never see that.
She's right.
And with Photoshop, you didn't even see the real Angelina Jolie anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors, man. 843, your mic is on.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Tracy, you know,
Beefy
what
boy.
I'm seeing in magazines are not what is real life. I mean, I love me a thick woman, if you want to put it that way. I love the way a natural woman looks. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's you don't feel like, you know, you're gonna put your arms around her and crush her spine, you know.
But that doesn't make the difference. You may want a woman who has some substance to her, but the imaging that comes out, and what they portray with us, is not who we are. So you see this portrayal, and I've never seen an average looking curvy woman on a calendar pinup. In front of in the shop.
Yeah, like even if it is a curvy woman, it's like.
What is a curvy woman? Because I'm
hold
sorry
on,
to say.
Wait, let's go. Okay, hold on. Let's look at this. At today's rate, Marilyn Monroe would never cut the mustard. She was a size 14.
Sure would.
That's not really true because you have people that have moderate success, like
no, who?
Christina Hendricks.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but J-Lo.
J-Lo
is not a 14.
J-Lo
is 8. J-Lo is not that. She's not a 36, 24, 36. J-Lo is a big girl.
But here's
a small
the thing.
Girl.
Christina Hendricks is only on Mad Men. So, I mean, that's the only show she's on. You don't see her being asked to be the lead actress on any other movie.
She's right for the most part, but to an extent, there are some plus-size models that enjoy moderate success, but the paradigm that they have to fit is this aid, this hourglass figure, which is also an unrealistic expectation. Not everybody looks like that.
Listen,
not every curvy girl looks like that.
An average girl, Katrina Hendricks is not a – she is
– Oh, by no means. She's gorgeous.
No, but she's busty. We're not talking about busty and booby. We're talking about full-figured, average, everyday mom-looking, go-to-work, flattering, non-flattering, gut issues women. You don't see – that's not what you see, and that's not what you want to emulate.
But Tracy, those women –
That was never my reality. The women that I were around were bootylicious, hippalicious. You know, when we talk about, growing up, what I see was, in my culture, is not aspiring to be an Angelina Jolie. I mean, when you talk about Angela, I'm like, okay, yeah. When you talk about pinup models, that makes the type of calendars I'm seeing. I'm seeing different type of calendars, where the woman is bootylicious, she's got real rounded curves, you know, she ain't no size 10, she might be a size 12 or 14, but...
But Diva, there's a problem with what you're saying.
I needed to be aspired to be, and I never matched up to that because I was always a size 0 or a 3.
Nobody.
But Diva, you're a 0 or 3, but you got boobs forever.
You're up to a size 6, and you're about to freak out.
I got to say, I wish we could see love for all body types.
But that's my question, we're talking about media types and who we are. When is it that we begin to look at people for the healthiness that they are, not for the shape that they have? Yes, family?
But, Tracy, we're not being honest in everything. When too much people are using, she's curvy, she's thick, we're not being honest. No, you're fat, period. Too much people are saying this, you're this, you're that, and we're all covering up and saying you're curvy, you this and that. No, you're not curvy at all. You're just fat, and that's the truth.
Stanley, I have to tell you something, okay?
Hold on, guys. I got to let Stanley finish. Then I got to go to South Carolina. I got some calls coming in. She's so mad, I don't know what I said.
Uh-oh.
Stanley, go ahead.
No, it's because I'm sick of tired of us protecting their, like, there are skinny people who are fat, period. Like the doctor said, we think that because you're skinny, you're in shape. No, you could be skinny and fat. You could be curvy, and you're saying you're curvy and everything, and I could tell you very easily, you want to see if you're curvy, if you have 30% or more body fat, you're fat, period.
But the question is, what happens when you're healthy, Stanley? We're talking about how can you not be...
You can't be healthy when you're fat. You cannot be healthy when you're fat. You can't be overweight and healthy. That's been proven by... You've got a problem with your joints. Hold on, you got to answer this.
Can you be somewhat healthy and overweight? Because we know that you can be thin.
Yes, let me put it this way. I would rather see someone who's 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight that is eating healthy, or at least somewhat healthy and exercising, compared to someone who's thin and not overweight and eating garbage and not exercising.
And I agree with you, but how many people are being honest, doctor, are being honest with doing those things? They'll tell you those things, but if you take a recording and you take a videotape, they'll say, I'll train, I do this. If every American would do this, we wouldn't have 10 or 15 pounds.
407, your mic is on.
Stanley.
Hold on. 407, your mic's on.
Hey, Tracy, it's Alex again.
Oh, what do you have to say, beefy boy?
Stanley is hilarious to me, isn't it?
But it's such Alex. How many people come to you, Alex, and tell you, I'm a curvy girl? And you're like, no, you're not. You're not a curvy girl.
You're absolutely right. He's absolutely right, though. I think we have I don't know what you call it. Maybe it's arrogance in this country where we think that the standard is supposed to evolve with us, you know, here in America, and we see that like with our clothing. like it's funny, like how they actually size the clothes differently here than they do in Europe, because the fact of the matter is Americans are fat. And,
thank you.
They are.
And so
most
we think, when people, you know, when we change slowly, it's kind of like when you look at yourself in the mirror. It can take somebody else looking at you for you to realize that, man, you've gained a lot of weight. Because if you look at yourself in the mirror every day, you're changing very slowly, so you don't really, you may not really notice how, you know, maybe you've gotten out, you know, you've gotten bigger, or, you know, you've gained some weight. And I think that's, we're kind of suffering from that a little bit in this country, where we're just looking, we're kind of in the middle of it. We look at ourselves all the time and we don't notice how big we've gotten. But compared to the rest of the world, Americans are pretty big. And we need to stop lying to ourselves.
So Alex.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe was supposed to be the one of the sexiest blonde women alive.
Mm-hmm.
She was a voluptuous woman, but she was not pencil thin.
She wasn't voluptuous, but she wasn't a 12 either.
She was a 14.
She wasn't fat either.
No.
She was a 14.
That's what you would call a curvy one.
No.
She
wasn't.
Tell me
she
no.
Was, she,
go look it up.
No.
I'm sorry.
She was a size 14. Okay, drop it down to a
it
12 because we know we sat
size,
in the sizes.
Tracy, a size
14 doesn't tell me what you are. You could be a size 14 fat. You could be a size 14 in shape. We're talking about
clothing. We're talking about clothing size. She was
a size 14, and I could look at
very,
you and say you're out of shape and you're fat.
She was,
and you could be a size 14.
She was a thick woman. She was not a thin bean. She was not a string bean.
But here's the thing.
South Carolina.
We need to kind of clarify this, because I've known some people that have been quote unquote really muscular and supposed to be really in shape, but physically and health wise, they were pathetic. They were absolutely pathetic. I know folks have had 2% body fat and have been absolutely sick because they're not doing the right thing they're supposed to be doing, as far as, like the doctor said, with the right nutrition. Not always being lean means that you're being healthy.
Can I say something?
Yeah, but
sure, Annie.
Go ahead.
There are worse things for a person to be than fat. You guys talk about it like they're Hitler or something.
They are.
It's
Stanley.
Oh my goodness. You guys talking about this imaginary woman that walks up to you and says, "I'm a curvy girl." Well, if that actually happened, I'm glad that
fat
girl is proud of her body. Like, I
fat
just she probably worked really hard to get to that point. To
you
have healthy
there
self-esteem.
There are designers that
no,
will not
there
make
are,
a clothes size
there
above
are,
a size like a size 10 because they don't want to have fat people in their clothes.
Well,
yeah.
Tracy, here's the thing, though. You can't just talk about size, I mean, like a dress size, because there's so many factors like muscle density,
okay.
And how tall you are. Because you can see a woman who is, say, 5'9", which is tall for a woman, and, you know, she can be a size 12, 14, but you know, because of her height, it can, you know, she can look like, you know, the perception, it can be misleading because,
but the
you know,
BMI
she,
said she's obese.
Yeah, but she can look really thin because of her height. And so you can't just say, well, I wear a size this or that. There's really more to the picture, and I don't really like talking about just dress sizes, but because
but
you know,
the
you
BMI
have to,
says you're fat, Alex.
You got to throw
yeah,
that
but
away.
The BMI is not.
So your health insurance that we all are a part of right now is going by the what the BMI stands for, what?
Body mass index.
Okay, so the body mass index is going to go by that. It's going to tell me that I'm obese, not based upon how my physique is, nor how my health is, but by my height and my weight. So
yeah.
No matter how heavy my muscle is, they really don't care.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Garbage.
I remember years ago there was a big debate.
Hold on.
About
South Carolina.
Do you remember, for all those that are in track and field, do you remember a woman called Evelyn Ashford?
No,
Evelyn Ashford held the world's record No, it's not before your time. She held the world record for the sprint, for women's 100-meter sprint, okay? They were calling her fat because from Evelyn, from her chest size, she was real not very big. She had a real small waist, but she had a huge butt by proportion. And they were saying that this woman was overweight, she was fat, and so on and so forth. And more recently, the lady that's on Dancing with the Stars, on the show she's a 4, they showed a picture of her at a 6, and they were saying that the woman was fat.
Is she African American? Is she African American?
Look at what they did to Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks is an Amazon. She was like 5'11", and she dropped down to a size. She went to a size 6, and they said she was obese. Hello.
There's also somewhat of a discrimination or an ethnocentric bias also that we have to be mindful of that. You know, just black women have a different genetic makeup. I mean, and that's just, it's undeniable. I mean, if, in terms of our bone structure,
in terms of our muscle density. Just say it, they got big butts, that's all. Just say it like
that. I mean, even that too. I mean, it's, I mean,
he's
there's
gotta
been.
Say it like a white guy.
Yeah, say it like
I
a
mean,
white guy.
Well,
he's
no.
Say it like a white guy.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's been documented. With, I think they call it, you know, the scientific term is thetopegia, you know, where it just if you could go to South Africa and you find, you know, women that with very small frames, like the top of their, you know, their upper body would be like a size 2, but like the lower like the hips and the booty be like, you know, it, you know, like 12, 16, like, oh my God, what's going on, you know, but that's just our genetic makeup, you know. So, and I think that's not fully recognized when it comes to health, you know, health and wellness, you know.
And the BMI index is brutal on black people. It's just brutal. It just does not.
I know.
But I don't think that.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, hold on, guys. 440, your mic is on.
You know, I think it's a matter of personal taste, you know. I don't like fat chicks. I like skinny chicks. That's just the way it is. And
you know what? You're entitled.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Wait a minute. I'm talking. Give me a break here. You know.
Okay.
And if you are that way, don't be wearing the doggone black stretchy leggings. The spandex. Because you know what?
That's cold,
you
man.
Make,
that's cold.
You're making everybody. No, that's the truth. You make
that's
me
the
sick.
Truth, man.
I don't need. I do not need to see the dimples and the cheese and all that shaking. I do not like.
Well,
it. That
well,
looks
like
bad.
I
mean, that just looks.
I just
bad.
Said, turn the channel, with, buddy. Just turn the channel.
With,
you don't have to look.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with big
look.
Girls and
when
spandex?
When you stand over in the doggone grocery store, you ain't got no choice but to look.
You know what? You are entitled to not be attracted to them. You can, you
yeah,
can.
That's
you're
right.
Entitled,
you're
entitled, but
right.
It's just
yeah,
but he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be rude.
Now, wait a minute. That's
but,
not being rude.
When,
rude.
That's not being
hold
rude.
On. 440. Listen.
Let me get this straight.
I think you should wear things that are becoming to the size that you are.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think it's a political matter.
No. It's not a
it's
political matter.
It's not a political
matter. It's a societal matter because we have to understand just because it makes it in
it
your
is.
Size does not mean you should put it on. The
yeah.
acting goes fine. Did you see Norbert?
Nah.
Yeah.
Norbert is this heavy woman that was played by Eddie Murphy who put on a 2-piece bathing suit. I am a big girl. I'm telling you now, if I see somebody bigger than me in a 2-piece, they're going to take me out the beach because
exactly.
I'm not going to be – you don't wear everything that's made in your size if it's not attractive on you.
I mean, I personally don't, but I think people should have the right to wear whatever they want.
They
I mean, if they wore it to a –
they have the right to do that,
would,
but they – but
have
you
the
have
right
the but
to wear whatever they want. But when you get – when it comes down to bullying and people being picked and teased – you have to keep in
different.
Mind that my mom has always said, don't give a person a stick to crack your head with. If you're wearing something that is not good for your size that you are, you're basically giving somebody a stick to crack your head with. Are they right for picking on you? No, they're not. But don't give them that fodder either. I mean, you have the right to wherever you want, but come on, let's have some common sense about it. Some things I will not wear, and I'm not considered a big girl.
Diva, you're not even saying that. Hold on, Stanley. Wait a minute. Dr. Mason, what do you have to say about all this conversation?
Different strokes for different folks. That's all I got to say.
Wise words.
Jeez, old man. But now, seriously, we were talking about stresses. Weight problems are major stresses on people.
Yeah. We're no longer America the Beautiful. We're America the Sick. That's what I was thinking.
Aww.
Or America the Fat.
We got an F in our report card. We talked about that last month.
Yeah, we did.
And look what people are eating. You know, this may sound harsh, but look how do you make a cow fat? How do you make them grow fast? You force feed them full of grain. What's the average American doing? They're eating grain. So eat like a cow, look like a cow.
Yeah, exactly.
That don't sound right, Doc.
It doesn't sound right. That's what people are doing. They're holding on to the feed bag and they're sucking down these bad foods, sucking down the grains and the carbs. And yeah, and you're going to become overweight. And you become obese and you're going to get all these chronic health problems. Eat healthy. Eat healthy, become healthy. Healthy is what's sexy. Being healthy is what's attractive.
Can I ask the doc something?
That's attractive.
You certainly may. And don't anybody cut him off until he finishes. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I want to ask you about the effect of crystal meth, because I love doing this stuff. No, I'm just joking. All right. But I want to know about the effect of alcohol on the body, on the metabolism, I guess. Like, because you read, they say that, you know, moderate like red wine is good for the heart and stuff like that. But then, some people even have said, well, you can even just have an occasional drink is good for the heart. It doesn't have to be red wine. And then, you know, when I talk to like the hardcore like trainers, personal trainers, they say that alcohol actually slows down your metabolism. And so you know, I'm just trying to gauge, like, what's, you know, because I'm a guy, I like my Scotch whiskey. So, and it's not something I drink all the time, but, you know, something,
right.
You know, on the weekends maybe or whatever, you know.
Sure.
So I'm just curious, like, what's the, like, your medical and scientific opinion on alcohol intake?
Sure. I mean, yeah, can there be some minor health benefits to drinking, you know, let's, for instance, say red wine? Yeah, it has some what we call phytochemicals in it, right, which have
resveratrol.
Yeah, resveratrol and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at any alcohol in general, alcohol is what? It's a toxin. And that's why when you hear people say they're intoxicated, well, it's a toxin. It's a toxin to the liver.
Mm-hmm.
The liver really regulates your metabolism, your processing of fats, and your liver is very important. It's important for detoxification. I mean, that's why the Greeks named the liver. The liver means to live, and if your liver breaks down, you can't function. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
Alcohol as a general rule of thumb, it is a toxin. It can cause you to gain weight. It really doesn't have any health benefits to it. You know, I mean, if you're going to have a drink here and there or on the weekend or something, I don't think that's going to be the demise of you. You know, if that's something you want to do, do it. But look at the overall big picture and do the other healthy things that we've been speaking on, and
mm-hmm.
I think it would be all right.
Okay.
Alcohol is a factor that actually can cause weight gain, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Or they call it beer gut. Is that really real?
Yeah, beer gut, yeah. Yeah, because it affects the liver, and then if the liver isn't able to metabolize the fats properly, plus alcohol is high in calories, right?
Yeah.
And
it's a hot thing.
Yeah, and it'll screw your chemistry up. So it's not a healthy thing to do for every day, for sure.
440, your mic's back on, and so is yours, Larry.
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to mention before I didn't get a chance to, if anybody's been on an airplane and had to sit next to a heavy person, I mean a real big person, I'm serious. It's a miserable flight. They are halfway into your seat. You cannot move. You cannot function.
Now
that
listen.
Is,
let me tell you guys
bull.
Something. For let
Wait
me take
a
it for the
Wait,
fat people in the house.
That's bull. They should make them pay for two seats.
Listen here. I'm gonna take it for the fat people in the house. Let me tell you what they've done. These doggone airline companies have made the seats smaller to fit more people in them. Then they want you to pay for a double seat. That's not fair. At one time, they were at least
15 pounds. I fit in them just fine.
But your 215 might be
like,
different from my 215. So why can you weigh 215 and I can weigh 215, and they're going to make me pay double because my 215 is different than your 215?
No, I'm talking about the guy that's 325.
Yeah, but you know,
yes, Alex.
I can tell you that, you know, some people just I'm not a big guy, but you know, some might say I have broad shoulders or whatever, and so
my shoulders get in the way.
And I have problems like sitting next to people, you know, unless everyone is like this, they expect everyone to be 70-year-old Chinese women that's going to fly in these seats because it's like it's ridiculous. Because just average-sized people but are rubbing elbows and shoulders. I don't know. It's crazy.
No, this guy thinks that everything was in my seat. No, 325 is not it's not normal. That is not
can
normal.
I say something?
Hold on, Annie.
Pay for two seats if you're a big, fat butt sucker.
Take the train. There's plenty of room on the train. Yes.
Take the damn bus or something.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes.
No. If you have broad shoulders, I mean, come on. And we're talking about not even being fat. We're just talking about broad shoulders. There are some people that have very, very broad shoulders. And you put two or three broad-shouldered people in the same row, it is an uncomfortable plane ride.
Tracy, it's not about your shoulders. How would you like to be sitting between Chaka Khan and Aretha Franklin?
So, Tracy, those are all the excuses you're telling me. I'm sorry.
No, broad shoulders don't make you fat. But actually, Chaka Khan and Aretha have lost weight, so it wouldn't be too bad of a ride. And then both of them will sing, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
I want to come back to what Alex said.
We lost
the standard that we used to have. We lost the standard. We're getting fatter and fatter in our country. And the thing is, we're covering it up by excuses. Oh,
that's not an excuse.
I'm sorry. That's an excuse.
Yep.
We're a fat nation, and we're getting fatter. And if we don't change it, suddenly 20 will be normal.
Can I say something?
Right.
You agree with Stanley?
Yeah, I agree with him.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Diva. We got to fight with Dr. Mason. What do you mean you agree with Stanley? You can't. No one agrees with Stanley.
We've become a land of obese people by this junk that we're eating. We're just keeping getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, we should teach people nutrition. Nobody knows a thing about nutrition.
Exactly.
We've become a land of dumb people, and we keep getting dumber and dumber. How are you going to
change that? Yeah, we become that, and we become a land of fat people, too. So.
Hold on, guys. I got to pick up a call. Larry, are you there? Did you want to say something? 440, you want to say anything else since you started this mess?
But Tracy, I didn't start it, but here, I'm 6'3", 250. I don't feel comfortable unless I upgrade into first class.
Are you considered obese? You're a big guy.
If you go by the body mass index, I would be considered obese.
Larry, I wouldn't consider you fat. So when you come in here and you're a big guy,
mm-hmm.
You're a beefy guy, but you're a big guy. And so when we talk, Larry's not fat to me. Larry's just a big guy. And when I say big, Larry's muscular.
Nah.
Yeah. The only way we could see it, Tracy, is if we see the body fat percentage of the lean muscle,
Larry,
then we'll know.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Larry, how much body fat do you have?
I would probably be at like the 20, 22, somewhere thereabouts. But I got down, Tracy, I was down to 18. That's still considered obese if you just go by the chart that they use. I mean, and I got down, you know, you saw me when I was doing that insanity workout, I got down to my playing weight in college of 227. And I can't get any lower than that. I really can't. I mean, I could, but then you start looking sick. I mean, actually, my wife was like, hey, that's enough. You need to get back to eating again. Because my playing weight in college was about 227. Right now I'm around 250, you know.
Another what?
But what you were saying about the airline seats, that's absolutely correct. My son's 6'7", 200 pounds. He ain't going to be comfortable in an airline seat. His knees are going to be up in his feet. Yeah. So, I mean,
you know what? Remember,
I don't know. But the health care law is going this way, and that's where we're going to be going, and you're going to get charged more, just like as a tobacco user. Smokers are going to get charged more.
Goodness gracious.
Who's that? Who's the goodness gracious?
Diva.
Hold on, Diva. Go ahead, Doc Mason.
I just thought of another mirror test that we could do. Remember how we talked about one for the adrenals that we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
We can do another one for people who are struggling with losing weight or struggling with their diet.
Yeah.
You know, and they're constantly eating donuts and eating bad foods. So say you're eating that
you
donut.
You're going to say something crazy.
So you're eating, I got this,
y'all.
So you're eating that donut, and you just can't, you know, you're addicted to it. Go take that donut. Strip down naked in front of the mirror and eat that donut. And if you eat that complete donut while standing naked in front of the mirror, I don't know if there's any hope for it. Now, you can go a step further. You can take that donut while being naked in front of the mirror and jump up and down while eating it. And then if that doesn't scare you into losing weight, I can't help you. You need to come to see me.
Hey, Dr.
Can I say something?
Sure, Annie. Hold on, guys. Yes, Annie.
You know, I don't think that people should just eat donuts and stuff all day. I'm not about to say that. But I don't think you should encourage people to be disgusted with themselves. And I think no matter how fat somebody is or how fit they are, you should have basic levels of respect for everybody and judge them by the content of their character.
No, I'm not going to have basic level of respect for you when you're letting yourself go. No, I'm not. That's why we're becoming fatter.
You don't know what's going on in somebody's. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life.
No, listen here, but you got to
understand. So what? Do something about it. Stop the excuse and do something about it.
You know what? That's not the most important thing in the world.
Yes, it is. Stop the excuse and do something about it.
Wait a minute, Stanley. Wait a minute. It's not about being beautiful. Is a word that comes from the inside out.
Well, he doesn't care
Stanley
about.
No. Stanley doesn't count. They gotta know Stanley. He's been at this for a couple years.
No, I'm not talking about beautiful. I'm talking about stop
beautiful.
The excuse.
I know
stop
beautiful
the whining,
people who are fat.
And do something
but I
about
also
it.
Know,
but
I do
ahead.
Also
people
know people who are fat, who are very, very unhealthy. And whether you like it or not, when we talk about not the BMI, but we're talking about overall health and wellness. People who are obese in nature, which means too big for the height that they are, too much weight, eventually you do go into some type of issues, whether it be diabetic, whether it be, you know, I don't know what else goes on with this. I just know, me, myself, I don't want to become a diabetic. Skip that, don't like needles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is up to me to make sure that I get myself into a healthy weight and a healthy regime. Because
right.
It's not about the
Tracy,
weight,
you
it's
know,
about
women
the regime.
Are, women are in an advantage in this whole situation, though. Women
yeah,
are
because
you
judge
you,
y'all
judge
us because our hair
because,
is long and short and color
no,
and
no,
what color we are.
Okay. But here's the thing, though. When women have babies, their whole body changes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a whole different animal. Hormones kick in. Mama mode kicks in. You know, she starts to produce different hormones because of the baby and her body pretty much never goes back to being the same.
But wait.
South Carolina, but listen, you're right. Not everybody's body goes back to it like it should be. And
exactly.
I'm going to talk about the medical issues that I had probably later on in the month and probably sometime in February because I'm going to bring it up front and let you guys know what was going on with me and how I got to that point because I've been in and out of the hospital for the last 3 or 4 weeks. But I'm saying this. Women's bodies change. But a healthy regime keeps you functional for the long term. And what's happening is we are not maintaining a healthy regime.
Exactly.
We're not saying that our health is a priority. We're saying that
Stanley, if you have a healthy regime, then your body will automatically follow the regime in which you take. What happens listen to what I'm saying. What is happening in America, whether it be women or men, we do not follow a healthy pattern of life. We are self-indulgent. Yes. We do what we want to do. We eat when and what time we want to eat, and we allow our bodies to take a bad, healthy habit, or some bad, unhealthy habits. And we're talking about thin women or thin men as well as heavy men and heavy women. Just because you look at me and I look like I'm healthy, it doesn't mean that I'm healthy. But I promise you, those who are truly, truly healthy, you can see the health inside of them.
Right. And, Stanley had another good point here he was about to bring up about priority. You know, your health should become a priority because it's the most important thing we have. And people have an imbalance of values. In other words, people know more about their brand-new truck they have sitting outside. They can tell you everything about it. They can't tell you one thing about their health as far as what's good quality nutrition and fuel to put in your body. It's an imbalance of values.
Come with all the excuse of the world of saying to them, oh, well, I didn't have time, I didn't have this, I didn't have that. But when the next day the doctor tells you have a cancer, they all come surprised. They say, I'm surprised I had that. No, you're not. It's been 30 years you've been doing something bad with your body, and you're surprised?
One more thing I want to clarify real quick.
Hold on.
One thing I want to clarify is, you know, I made a little bit of a joke about, you know, eating the donut naked in front of the mirror.
And jumping on down.
Right.
Offensive joke.
No, it's not offensive whatsoever. It's not offensive.
It's the truth.
There's a little bit of joke behind it. But look, I'm here not to point fingers at anyone who's overweight. I'm here, my job is to inspire and to educate and to empower people to wake up. Wake up.
Exactly.
Take responsibility of your health. Take responsibility of your health. No one is doing Our healthcare system does not promote that. Our healthcare system does not promote health education. It does not prevent. It does not educate. It does not teach us effective treatment options that are non-toxic. Okay? So I'm encouraging you to do healthy things to become healthy. Not pointing fingers at people who are overweight, to wake up, take responsibility of your health, start implementing some healthy things that we're discussing here every month and that I address every day in my office, and for people to be proactive. All these people that are going to the doctor for all these health problems, whether it's weight loss or back pain or neck pain or digestive upsets or depression, anxiety, no one is being put on a health plan. No one's being told, look, you got to be proactive toward your health. That's the difference between coming to my office. You have to be a willing participant and participate in the program to get yourself healthy. You just can't come to me and I say, you know, take this, this, and this and go home and continue living a suicidal lifestyle by the unhealthy things that you're doing and expect to get any good results from that.
Exactly. And that's the whole problem that I have is the excuse and everything that everybody's coming. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I want to go back to our nation of being fit because we're getting more and more overweight. I went to Walmart and now I'm wearing a small when I used to wear a medium. Soon I'm going to be wearing an XS small. This is getting pathetic.
Can I ask the doctor?
You could be wearing those leggings.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Stanley,
yes, go ahead, Alex. Hold on, Diva. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. All right. So here's a question about, I guess, a lot of maybe you call them middle class people. It's really a middle class problem that people have, and I have it somewhat as well. Is where because a lot of people they think that they're eating pretty healthy. They exercise occasionally because real people don't have time to exercise all the time. You know, they just don't. When you have a business or you're pursuing a career or whatever, you know. So, but a lot of people as they get get into their 30s and their 40s and even you know, older or whatever, but especially in the 30s and 40s, they feel like they have to do more and more just to maintain the same weight. Like they're not really eating bad and they're exercising occasionally, but they still see their body like slowly, you know, gaining weight and things like that. And so it's like, what do you do about that? Because it can be a real mind screw to some people, and even bring on depression because I've seen it bring on depression for some people, you know. So it's like, what do you really do about that? Because a lot of people deal with that. They feel like they're actually responsible, but mm-hmm. they still see the creep, you know, the weight, the scale creeping up. And
yeah. Well, like I said, the foundation is you need to eat a healthy diet. I mean, there's no way around it. Eating healthy, number one. Supplementing your diet, right? I mean, supporting your hormonal system and your nutritional system with a natural approach through natural health care and understanding how to use natural medicine helps to keep your body physiologically young. In other words, you may be chronologically 50, but physiologically your body is operating at 40. And, you know, I don't like hearing people say, well, I don't have time to exercise. There's always time to exercise, even if you can only exercise twice a week. Like I said, there's a crazy eight exercise, which is burst training, which if you do 20 minutes of exercise twice a week, I mean, that's huge. I mean, who can't go out for a 10 or 15 minute walk? And don't tell me people don't have time, because people, look how much they're watching TV.
Cold outside.
I know I have a patient that does a complete workout in their own home. They either run around the house, you know, run up and down the stairs, or, you know, do things like We Fit or these things on TV and all that. You don't need to go outside.
Cold outside.
Your excuse is invalid.
Oh, man. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Diva, I'll be right back. I'm going to let Annie jump in. Annie thinks we're being rude, but what we're doing is we're being very, very honest. And it's an honest conversation about a very sensitive topic, not directing at anyone personally, but directed at people in general. Because those of us that we think that we are physically fit, we know we're not.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
On Western Reserve Road, we are
Sam.
Go ahead. Yep.
Do you have a problem with fat people who are?
No, I don't have a problem. The problem I have is the problem. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Stanley, I didn't even.
I can't hear you. Go, Diva, talk louder. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your problem with people on the big site because of how they look? Or is it because they're unhealthy?
The problem is it's because they're unhealthy, and they're imposing that of saying that it's the normal way to do. That's one problem I have. Second problem I have is, of course, I don't have flavor on big people, but I don't like when big people say, oh, how come no guys are approaching me? How come this is happening, and nobody tells them the truth? They are the sweetest, kindest person you could ever meet, those people, all of them. I mean, I met a lot of big, like BBW and things like that, women who are overweight. When you talk to them, they are the kindest heart you could ever meet as a woman. But just because they don't have the body, no guys approach them. And that's being honest. And nobody tells them the truth that, you know what, if you want to change that, it's because for one reason, you are fat. Nobody tells her. Everybody comes her up and says, oh, it's because this and that, and, oh, guys should accept. No, nobody tells them the truth. And that's the truth.
I mean, what's fat to you? What is fat?
30% of body fat is fat. When half of your body is done of fat, that's fat.
Well, I mean,
when you have 30% and more of body fat, when you have...
Somebody can have 30% more body fat and just be pregnant.
No, I'm not talking about pregnant. I'm talking about no. I'm not talking when you're pregnant. I'm talking about when you're okay and we're weighing
hey,
you and you're saying you're 185. Go ahead.
Stanley.
Here's the thing,
from being breasted and big hips and a big butt. Those are some things you can't change.
No, but don't come with the excuse of saying this and that when a lot of you could have 2,000 examples of people who were in the same condition as you and did something about it.
I could take the
same person as you,
another person
that had the same weight, the same thing on you, but she know what she did? She didn't come with excuses. She said, you know what, I need to change that. It's a must in my life.
Mm.
That makes a difference.
Department.
Go ahead. That's where I have a problem. And I have a problem that I go to Walmart, and like I said, now I'm wearing a small. I have a problem with that. I have a problem that we're a nation of overweight people, and we cover it up and say it's okay. I have a problem with that. I have a problem that basically we're going to die, and I have a problem when young kids are being overweight. I have a problem with that, Trace. It's a bigger problem than you think.
Why if those people that are overweight now are going to start paying extra for their insurance, Sammy, and it's not costing you anything. That guy being overweight, that's his problem. Why the
Because
hell
it reflects our nation.
About?
It reflects us as American. It reflects us. It blows the standard for everybody because suddenly the standard will be, women who are 20, 22 will be considered normal. It does what Alex said. We're lowering the standard. And when you lower the standard for a little people, it lowers the standard for the whole society.
I wish, Stanley, you was as passionate about education in America or our standard of living.
I am very passionate in education in America.
Stanley is passionate about everything that he believes in, so we can't say he's not. Stanley is a very passionate person.
No, I didn't say he wasn't passionate. I said he talked about lowering standards. We continue to lower our standards in education.
I agree with you. But we're talking about your health. I agree with you. But if we're talking about the health, we are doing that, and nobody talks about it. We come with terms of saying you're curvy, you're BBW. You're not curvy. You're fat. Period. Beyonce is curvy. I'm sorry. Somebody who's like 350 pounds, you're not curvy.
Okay, but what's curvy?
250 pounds, 275, you're not curvy.
Okay, but what's
curvy?
It could be.
What's curvy in your eyes?
Curvy is somebody who's healthy and everything, who has, like you say, a big ass and everything, and who has at least, what's the thing for women? I think it's from 15 to 25% body fat. Then we're talking about your inner health wage. But if you're not that, if you're 30, 40, 40% and you're telling me you're curvy, I'm going to tell you as straight up, let's go see a doctor, and he'll tell you, sorry, ma'am, you're not curvy. You have more fat in your body than lean muscle. You're not curvy. You're fat.
You better
nobody wants to say that.
Get your jaw side, man.
But you do know.
I'm going to get the chance of what? Am I lying? Am I saying something that's not true? You want truth? Let's be honest. I have no problem being honest, but we have a problem in our society and health to be honest with each other. We have no problem letting other people die in front of us and things like that. And say, I didn't know he was like that. Yes, you did, but nobody told him the truth. And that brings the person who has a cancer, that brings the person who dies younger, that brings all those things, and you all know the answer, but nobody wants to be honest with them. Nobody wants to do that.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to, but if you have a family member, somebody you care, you do. If you have a family member or somebody you care or a friend, you do.
Hold on a second. There's people out there that are big and what you would call fat that outlive skinny people by a long shot. So
very rare, my idea, very rare. It's not as dramatic as you think. It's not very rare. And what kind of life do they have? You want to talk about what kind of life do they have? Look at their lives. Is that the life that you want?
Being skinny is not
the quality of your life. Is that the life that you want? The quality. Waking up every day and having ache and pain every part of your body. Not able
that's
to walk.
Life,
not able to
that's
live. Is that a quality of life? Is that living?
That's a part of life.
I don't call
that's
that life.
Life.
That's not life. That's not
life.
That's
life for that guy. My gosh, man.
That's not life. I'm sorry. That's not life. That's a choice that you made to have that life. But that's not living. Period. That's not
living. That's the life that they
want to
live.
Yeah, that's the life they want to live. You know why they want to live that life? Because nobody told them the truth.
No, Sam, here's the thing.
Now, that's a lie.
That's
a lie.
How many people tell the truth? How many of all you came with curve and this and that until the doctor said, yeah, you're right, Stanley. We are an overweight country. None of you guys said that. None of you guys said, yeah, you know what? We are an overweight patriot. Yeah, you know what? We need to do something about it. I heard curvy. I heard BBW. I heard all the excuses in the world. I don't have time. I don't have this. Yeah, right.
Let me touch in on a little secret when it comes to women on the big side. It's not about lying to them. It's about not hurting someone's feelings. People who are big, they know they're big. You don't need to tell them they're fat, overweight, obese. They know it. How can you not know it? Now, if you're somebody who is...
Diva, a lot of women don't. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Now, if you're somebody who went from 125 to 145 pounds over a course of a summer, then, yeah, you may have a hard time recognizing that. But you're 325 pounds. You know. You're 250 pounds. She knows. The thing about
no, she doesn't. I'm sorry, Diva. They don't. Diva, they don't. Diva. Diva, I've met so many women who are BBW who have more confidence than you will ever mind to meet a person who's skinny. They don't. They say, that's my thought. I'm proud of me. I'm a sexy black woman. I'm a sexy 300 pound. I'm a sexy woman. I'm a BBW. I'm curvy. I've met those women. Don't try to build your self-esteem. Build it by doing something about your weight.
Okay, that's
don't
fine.
Build it by having facade. Do it by doing something about your weight. Because you're going to die. You're
going to
die.
Calling them fat. And so they're trying to build their self-esteem because every time you call them fat,
what's wrong? That's the honest truth. You are fat. If you're 325, you're fat.
Here in the morning, you know, I found out there's something that goes on when we go from afternoons back into morning because the show changes drastically. It's a good thing. It's just, but it changes. It has its own personality. Goes back, and I think Larry's out there. Larry, you still there?
I'm still here, Tracy.
Have you noticed that the show takes on a whole different personality in the morning versus the afternoon?
It gets a little bit, yeah.
But he's cranked up on her coffee.
Is that what it is?
Must be.
I don't understand where Stanley comes off. I mean, if people are going to pay now based on their weight and it's not costing Stanley anything, what's he so concerned about?
I'm concerned because we're lowering the standard as American. We're becoming a fatter country, and if we lower the standard for everything, like in health, we're lowering the standard in education, we're not being American. We're not going to be like, we're the number one country. We're not. We're not the number one country in health. That concerns me. Because if you do things and I bring a kid in this world, what you do affects everybody. Period.
Actually, you know, the thing is that as you move towards socialized medicine, it actually does. I mean, everybody's health affects everyone else. It's going to eventually be the costs are going to have to be absorbed by the system, by the government, and by the tax structure, which if everyone keeps getting more and more unhealthy, then taxes are just going to keep going up. So it does affect everyone in a social
system. You're going to pay for not being healthy. And you're going to pay for being overweight.
You're going to pay in your relationship. You're going to pay in every way.
But the problem is they're going to go by that dumb BMI index, and I'm going to be in big trouble because I have never, even at my lowest weight, have ever fit into the guidelines of being 170 pounds. For me to be 170 pounds, I'm going to look like I'm dead.
You're going to look sick.
I'm going to look dead, not sick, dead. They're going to be like, Tracy anorexic. You see that? She's gone too far.
I resent these words that you guys are using all my life. Up until like before I had my daughter, I was never more than 105 pounds, okay? These are words that I've been called all my life, and I was healthy. I was not sick. Just because a person is skinny does not mean, or you look skinny does not mean you're looking sick. I don't understand where you get that from. I don't understand how that come about.
No. Yeah, one thing is to be thin. Another thing, it's one thing to be thin. It's another thing to be healthy. But it's a whole other thing for you to look to where it's nothing but skin and bone. I don't believe you're supposed to.
But Tracy, how do you know?
Because I've been there. When I get down to a size 6, I really look dead. If I get down to,
I mean, I know Tracy. I mean, for her to be that small, and I have been there, that's not a good healthy weight for me.
How do you know,
not,
Tracy?
And I don't care. And what the BMI says is just wrong. It does not fit my body.
So, Tracy, if we do a body fat on you on 170 pounds and we find out that you're like, I don't know, 20% body fat, you're saying to me that you're not looking healthy?
No,
That's what I'm saying. Because the BMI is not...
Go to any doctor and say, I'm 170 pounds and I have 20% body fat as a woman. You're the top echelon of a healthy person.
But listen, just because a scale, just because a chart says I'm healthy doesn't mean that I am.
It's a fact. It's not a scale.
No, it's not.
It's a fact. Yes, it
no.
is.
No. No, it's not.
Do the research. Ask the doctor. Doctor, what is the, if somebody comes to you, is the doctor there?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, doctor, somebody as a woman comes to you 170 pounds, 20% body fat. Is she healthy or not?
Well, 20%, yeah, you're more in a healthier range.
Hold on, let him finish.
You know, the BMI is a general guideline. I mean, in other words, you know, I can have people, men and women, that come in, say they're elite athletes or they're bodybuilders. So in other words, you know, they have a lot more muscle on them, and their body fat is going to be, you know, 8, 10, 12%. But you do the BMI on them, and they're going to say that their BMI is too high.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know?
No, I'm not talking about the BMI, Tracy. I'm talking about body fat. That's what I said. I didn't say BMI.
No. I said BMI is not body. It's body mass index.
No, I know. But I'm saying to you, if we take
and
you
I
as 170
I did not say,
pounds.
I did not, 170 pounds, I'm telling you, I won't have a whole lot of fat on me, but I will not have, my body mass index will be very, very on point, but I will be very, very sick looking.
Hey,
Stanley,
you'll be very sick looking.
Stanley, let me say something here.
Stanley's talking about body fat.
I was at 207.
I'm talking body fat. I'm not talking about BMI.
Hold on. I was at 207, okay, with a body fat of 2%. But if you look at me, by the BMI, I'm still overweight for my height.
I know.
The only way that I can get down to where I need to be, according to the BMI, I need to be at 181 pounds. That is not happening unless I cut off a leg.
I know. I agree with you. I'm not talking about BMI. I don't look at the BMI.
But listen, Stanley, but what we're saying is if you look at what's going on with the nationalized health care program in America, they don't go by your body fat. They go by the BMI index.
They're wrong, period. They're wrong.
And the problem is, that's how they're going to start measuring people based upon their height and weight and where they're going to fall into a grid line.
That's why you, as an American, need to be informed. And if you come to them and say, look, you're wrong because of body fat, and you come with doctor, they'll change it.
No, they won't.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They're not going to change it based upon a percentage of the population who does not fall within that BMI index, just based upon their genetic background, unless somebody goes in and changes it, because over the years they've never changed it based upon nationality.
Well, maybe they need to change it. You need to have doctors like the doctors
you
have right now represent and tell the truth.
I mean, you have people out there, and I'll say this. We talk about ethnic backgrounds and who people are, but everybody has their own DNA and their own genetics. If African-American jaws, if you talk to a dentist when you go to pull teeth, the jawline of African-Americans are so tight, it's very, very hard for this to pull teeth. Much more harder than a European. It's there. You ask them, they'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They learn it in school. I can't tell you exactly why, but it's the truth. We're different just based upon our genetics of who we are, based upon our ethnicity. What's wrong with saying that? So if my muscle mass as an African American woman is going to weigh heavier in, even if I am at a different height and weight because of my muscle, then it should be aligned for what you're going to measure me for. We're not talking about fat. We're talking about body mass index. That's the issue. I mean, I'm with Larry. I mean, we talk about, you know, he has very little fat. He's all muscle, but he gets on an airplane, and sitting next to me, he and I would have a hard time. as much as I like him, he'd have to go find another seat, another place.
He's spread out.
Am I lying, Larry?
No, that's true.
You know, but look, David, now let's put me, you, and Dave in the same seat. Come on.
Man, elbows would be fine.
What elbows? There would be no elbows. We'd be locked in love.
They'd have
and they'd make me sit in the middle.
Get us out of the seat.
Yeah, they would. And it's not because I'm the biggest, I'm the only one overweight, but these are some big guys. Just because you're big doesn't make you fat. And that's a misnomer. I mean, I know guys who are in the gym and they eat a healthy diet. They're mass. They're big. They bulk themselves up to become that way for some reason or another. What
yeah,
you going to do
Tracy,
with them?
But, Tracy, I always look at the person. It's not because of your weight. I look at your body fat. Your body fat indicates everything about you. If you have 30% body fat, you're fat, period. If you have 20 to 25, I think you're okay. If you have 15 to 20%, you're in the top range, like the doctor's saying. If you're under 15% as a woman, you're underweight. That's not good also.
Do you know what women have to do to get to under 15% body fat in America? Do you know
some
what women
do?
Got,
that's not good. Yeah.
There aren't that many women that are under 20%.
Well,
I know
if you don't, like,
I probably was zero body fat in high school. I'm not trying to go back to being that little. That was crazy.
Yeah, Annie, what do you have to say on this?
I don't know. If people don't want women to look emaciated and have eating disorders, then they shouldn't encourage them to become ashamed of their bodies, because that leads to body dysmorphia, which is like you look, the image in your head is different from the image in the mirror. There are women that are absolutely fine that look in the mirror and think, oh, my God, I am obese. I need to lose so much weight. They hate themselves because of the culture that we're in and the culture that you, to an extent, some of you are encouraging. And I have been there before.
They need to be told the truth also. If they're overweight, they are overweight. We need to stop covering them and saying, no, you're not. When I'm sure you're the type of person, if that person would come to you. Yeah, but you are. You just said it. You said they're beautiful, but when you look at them and we come with medicine and the fact of telling you that they're 30% or 40% overweight and we come with the fact, you need to tell them the truth.
I never used the word beautiful. I told you that the most important thing isn't how attractive somebody is, isn't their weight.
Stanley, this is America.
I have a question.
That's not what I said.
Go ahead, Diva, because this is America, and we are visual, absolutely.
I know, but that's not the way I think it should be, me personally.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
Yeah, only in America, but not really.
Go
ahead, Diva.
Do you really think that women and men who are about 200-something pounds, that they really don't know that they're overweight, that they're fat?
Yeah, there are many people who are overweight who do not realize how obese they are. Am I wrong,
No,
Doc?
It's one thing to say obese, but you don't think that they don't believe that they're looking at mirror every day or whatever, that
they don't
look from their clothes, that they really don't believe that they are fat. No, it's one thing.
No,
yeah,
they would have to be crazy to not
realize
that.
It's one thing to say a woman who is 5'3" and 160 pounds and she feels like she's just curvy, that's different. But someone who is, got rolls for days, 8 sets of rolls, stomach hanging over their pant, over their clothes. I mean, just can't squeezing into everything. Can't really put on anything.
Diva,
you don't think
Diva,
that they know?
Sweetie, Diva, let's redefine what you. Just break this down. How many people do you know put on things that are too tight? Put on clothes they should not wear. Go outside and think they sexy in it.
I gotta say,
I
don't know many
people. Women, I would say you shouldn't be wearing that. But
No. That was my question. My question is, how many people do you know or have you seen in clothes they should not be in?
You want the truth of the matter? I know one or two. And when I really sat and talked to this person, it was a self-esteem issue. It had nothing to do with they were in denial, truly in denial. It was the fact that they wanted to build their self-esteem. So if they, it's basically faking it until you make it. And
but
she
a
told
lot
me,
of people
said,
don't realize, they don't
I,
realize
I
they've gained the weight that they have. They don't see it because you see yourself every day.
Diva, I agree with you. I don't know barely any women that do that. You know who I do know? I know my mother, who thinks she's fat, she's beautiful. I know my little sister, who thinks she's fat, she's beautiful. I know my best friend, who thinks she's fat, she's probably underweight. I know so many women that just don't like their bodies, and they're fine.
But that's because men make our bodies an object of their pleasure, and if it doesn't look like they want them to look, then we're screwed.
It's not even about sex, because women in American society, they're not really supposed to talk about sex.
Why not?
It's because of stupid rules. I don't know.
If you love the food.
What rules?
I don't.
It's taboo.
What's taboo? Why don't women talk about sex?
It's just, we're not.
Who said?
I never heard that.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I messed
well,
up.
Y'all know the culture used to be women are to be seen and not heard, and that carried
yeah,
over
we're
for
supposed to be.
Men.
Well, I didn't
now,
know.
Now nowadays, women are becoming more liberal and liberated, but there are some people who are still stuck in those very dark conservative ways.
Well, that's not conservative ways. Don't pull that on conservatives.
I'm not talking about conservative as in political conservatism. I'm not talking about
just making
that.
Sure you're getting it straight, because you get ready to change the subject. You're messing up, Diva.
Well, see, I don't know.
What?
The way I interpret it is women are supposed to be sexy, but they're not supposed to enjoy themselves.
Who did you hear that from?
The media tells us every day, if you want to insult a woman, what do you say to her? You say she eats too much, or you say she sleeps around. You basically say she enjoys herself.
Oh, good one.
No.
Good one.
Tomorrow,
listen,
tomorrow for open mic, you never know where we're going to go. We're going to go somewhere around there. That's not true.
I see where she's coming from. I mean, yeah.
Because you're wacky with her.
I
no, I mean, because women are supposed to be, you know, classically, they're supposed to be more virtuous. And so, you know, if a woman was seen as, you know, promiscuous or whatever, it is a stain, you know, on her, on her image. So, yes,
hold on,
she's
Alex,
not supposed
promiscuous
to,
is one way. Promiscuous is different than being, enjoying having passionate pleasures.
Yeah, but you know, but a lot of women still do. It's not really something that they feel free to talk openly about because it is kind of shunned. If you enjoy it too much, it means you're going to do it a lot. I don't know.
No, wait
a minute.
It's okay for women to enjoy sex within the confines of a relationship or like a marriage. But,
yeah.
Like, casual sex is still kind of...
Well, they shouldn't have casual sex in every Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's how you get STDs.
There is...
And all kinds of...
There is... Okay, I agree with you on that point, because that's not a healthy decision to make.
But they tell men
to
go sow their oats, though.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't tell young men that either, because all they're doing is passing diseases along, too.
Because
they're
like
going to sleep around with some of these women. I mean, but you can't tell. We're telling all the women one thing and all the men something else.
That's
I mean, the men are sleeping with somebody.
That's something different. But, I mean, but to say women should not have a conversation, don't have a conversation, and shouldn't enjoy it, that's what's wrong with America today.
I agree with you.
I mean, but women, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to talk about it. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to talk about it anyway. I don't care what I'm supposed to do.
I talk about it because it's here on Tracy and Friends, and I think we're supposed to talk about everything. Don't you think we got to talk about everything?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What? You started this mess. I think it was you.
No. I
Doc Mason, do you have anything you want to say?
He's very uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I just, wow, yeah.
Yeah, what?
I'm just still, I don't know how we I'm still trying to figure out how we transition to that. I mean, we're talking about, you know,
because
images and all that.
Images
and,
deal in relationships.
Yeah, and images and relationships. I mean, who doesn't want to be healthy? And why is that not something, a positive thing that we want
most
to work towards?
Most of us don't care whether we're healthy or not until we're sick.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm here, and then that's why I'm trying to get people to wake up and wise up and realize that everyone could be healthy for the most part, you know, providing they do healthy things.
I want to be healthy, but I respect people that don't care.
Well, that's
you're
your...
You're supposed to respect people that don't. You're supposed to respect people
for their choices.
Well, a lot of people don't, like...
But the reason is why.
I'm not going to shame somebody for existing and being...
But why don't
fat on an airplane?
Why don't they? Well, now wait a minute. It's one thing. 6 hours on an airplane next to, you know, me and Larry, and you sitting in the middle, not cute.
Yeah, I don't want to be sitting by sweaty.
That's
Teddy.
A long, long ride.
But you
and
know
a crazy
what?
Baby in the back.
I think people want to be healthy, but they. I think people feel like it's too hard to be healthy nowadays, and I think that's that's really the issue. It's easier to not be healthy, So I really think that's the heart of it. I mean, because everything that tastes good is bad for me, and you know, I mean, and life just promotes a more a lifestyle in America just promotes a more sedentary life. They want you to watch TV for 4 hours a day. Well, watch this, then Scandal, and after Scandal, this comes on. After that, then this, and it's like, oh yeah, and here's Facebook, and so
right.
You know, it's
again,
it's all
down to personal responsibility. People have to get out of their rut that they're in, take charge. They know that apple's better than that donut they're sucking down.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. They just don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know the consequences of what's doing it to them long term.
There are such things as, like, areas in America where healthy food isn't available, and there are people that...
There is nowhere in America.
Yeah.
They're called food deserts.
No.
They only have unhealthy processed food.
No.
You've never heard of food deserts.
I don't care where
they
call it, the desert and or a mirage.
Hey, Tracy.
Everyone in America can get an apple if they want it.
Tracy,
the problem
Tracy,
is they don't want
no,
the apple.
No,
yeah,
no, she has a point, because there has been documentaries on this, like especially in urban settings, especially big urban settings where you can go. There's certain neighborhoods like in New York City, Chicago, Cleveland, you can go to, and especially poor people, they may not have a car or whatever. There is not a grocery store that sells fresh fruit and vegetables within walking distance.
Well, guess what, Alex?
You just can't get it. You know,
unless you go out of your way, an hour or two. If you live in rural America, I promise you, if you go out to Southington and you want to get to a grocery store and you want an apple, with much farmland as you have out there, you're going to walk a big country couple miles to get to the grocery store to find that apple also. That's just real. I mean, and that's rural America, and they plant their own food. You just can't walk to a five and dime and get an apple and or an orange.
Tracy, we're not talking about rural America. We're talking about places where people have, like, very limited opportunities to be healthy. And healthy food is expensive.
It's not because – no. It's not because they don't want it. They don't want it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the expense. It has nothing to do with
not being able to
obtain it.
No, no. Have you seen how much a Fuji apple costs
in the store?
Yeah.
It's like
so
they want $2.99 for a Fuji apple.
You see how much your medical bills are if you're not putting that apple in your mouth and you're putting bad food in?
You're
either
going to
pay the farmer
by
putting good nutrition in you, five apples a day.
I mean, but now, Alex, come on now. You know we can eat better if we chose to. There's no way that you can have a rent-to-own TV in your living room and then tell me you can't afford an apple.
I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do without that TV? It's pretty important.
See what I'm saying?
I'm just joking. I don't even have cable, so I agree with you. I mean, it's all about priorities, because I spend my money. We cut out cable.
We know what you do for recreation.
But we spend extra money to get organic fruits and vegetables, and we even do raw milk. We don't even buy the regular pasteurized milk. We have organic raw milk because you get nutrients that you don't, that, you know, that's just being cooked away in regular milk, that you, in regular dairy that you get. So, I mean, I'm with that personal responsibility. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I practice
right.
that myself, you know.
Right, and for other people, look, grow your own garden. Do a garden at home, or if you can't do a garden outside, which you all, who can't? I mean, look, even if you're not chilling, right, grow things in pots. Learn how to sprout. Sprouting is very healthy for you. You can do that inside your house. One of the healthiest things you can do.
Learn how to what?
Sprout. Sprout seeds. Very healthy for you. Bean sprouts, broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts.
Is that when you take the dirt, put it in a cup, throw some seeds in, and then watch it grow?
You don't need to use dirt.
Alfalfa sprouts are friggin' delicious.
They're awful.
Nah, not in like
alfalfa
salad
sprouts
with
roots.
Some hummus stirred
No.
I like broccoli sprouts. Broccoli sprouts are awesome. On a
I've never had those.
Those are like, I think, like 400 times more nutritious than actually eating broccoli.
Jeez, really?
So, you know, you're getting...
Do they have that bitter taste that broccoli has when you don't cook it?
No. No, they don't.
Oh, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all know?
I'm going to have to look into that.
Do you cook it with bacon?
I usually wrap it around a donut.
Hey, guys, we're at the end of the day. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening in and hanging out with us on Health and Wellness Day. Next week, both Dorothy and Dr. Brandy will be with us. Everyone's trying to get their schedule together to hang out with us in the morning instead of the afternoon, so it's going to take our professionals a little bit of time to make that happen. But tomorrow is open mic.
Oh,
what?
Can I know the doctor's favorite Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. That, I don't do that.
You don't do donuts?
No.
None?
No. But he's right. If I were to choose my poison, it would be Krispy Kreme, yeah.
Why would it be Krispy Kreme?
Because they're the
man,
best.
Man, because they used to be right down from my apartment when I lived in Dallas, and you could smell them through the air all the way down my place, fresh, cooked fresh.
Dude, I haven't had them in a year, but they're so good.
Listen to you guys.
Y'all not even right. I'm struggling.
That's what I'm saying, Diva. They don't love me, do they?
Y'all ain't even right. I'm like, Dunkin' Donuts is right around the corner.
Now, listen, Dunkin' Donuts, you cannot call Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin'
Donuts,
disgusting.
I can't handle them, so I like Dunkin' Donuts. I love me some, oh my gosh.
Oh, you cannot compare Dunkin' Donuts with Krispy Kreme.
I don't like Krispy Kreme. I don't like all that sugar on them.
I'll tell you what, if you guys want a good donut, go over and see Martha's Donuts over in the Village Marketplace. They're open today.
Oh, my God.
And they're fresh.
If you're gonna eat junk food, eat the good stuff.
And, I mean, they're from it. There's no preservatives in it.
Yeah,
but hold up.
Right.
I'm going to go crazy here if we end the show on talking about donuts. So before Tracy closes us down, I want to encourage you, all of you out there, to start doing some healthy things. Eat some healthy food, supplement your diet, get off your butt, start getting things moving, and I wish everyone a indomitable and invincible health in this year,
2014. That's what I'm talking about. Now
I'm
about to go
to
pineapple.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be open mic. It's going to be Friday. We'll be here. Jeff and I will be talking about a little bit of everything. I'm going to bring up the conversation that we're not supposed to bring up because I don't understand why I'm not supposed to talk about certain things because I'm a woman. You guys have to know me. Love you guys. Have a good week. Have a good day. Mm-hmm. And please be careful outside.